on 97.3.
City 97.3.
Accra.
There can be no other 97.3. No need to change. Keep it tuned to City.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, my neighbor.
Good morning to life.
Good morning.
Music. Talk. Inspiration. In perspective.
Express yourself.
Good morning, my neighbor.
City FM, your station.
It's a refreshing lifestyle.
City FM.
97.3. Unleashing the power of radio. This is City 97.3.
The City Breakfast Show. Rise above the noise.
I'm an overcomer. Yes, we're doing Kunma. Over Satan power. Cause I ain't Kunma. See, I'm an overcomer. I say, yes, we're doing Kuni.
Yes, we're doing Kuni. Over Satan power.
City's biggest conversation.
Who is this king of glory? He's the Lord strong and mighty. Yes, we're doing Kunima. See, I'm an overcomer. No weapon fashioned against me shall prosper. For the greater one lives in me, yes he does. Yes, yes we're doing Kunma. See, I'm an overcomer. I say yes we're doing Kuni.
Yes we're doing Kuni.
How is it?
Over Satan power.
26 minutes past the hour of 6. Still celebrating Kofi. Dria Anto Koda. This is called Hosanna. It's a chant of praise, exaltation, defiance, and victory. At the end of the day, good will triumph over evil. He says, do not reward evil with evil, but overcome evil with good. So, till tomorrow, the best way to overcome evil is with good. We use with Dinkunim by the powers of darkness. And that's why we rejoice. So be that good one in a place where darkness prevails. Be the light. Where there is hatred, be the love. Where there is unrest, be the peace. Where there's confusion, be the clarity. Resolve to walk in the light. Says, I'm the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. One manifestation of life is light. So we sing with Koda. He's joined the choirs in heaven, singing Hosanna. And your light must shine everywhere you find yourself, in public transport, at a workplace, at home. You can also shine on air with excellence, with honesty, integrity, faithfulness, courage, wisdom, humility. Those are various ways of shining. These are virtues you must aim for.
Yes, wedding coming.
Oh yes.
Over Satan power.
Be the light you desperately seek in this world. Shine from within. That's the message for the morning. It's brought to you by ADB. We're shining.
Yes, wedding.
In the business world, we're giving credits to people with longer tenors, Satan, better deals. Our doors are open. 0302210210 0302224043. ADB, we are the People's Bank. ADB, truly a Greek and more.
Over Satan power.
The City Breakfast Show. Rise above the noise. This is the City Breakfast Show. The city's biggest conversation.
UB40 welcoming you to Wednesday, the 24th of April. City Breakfast Show, we're live in Accra, we're live across the country. My name is Bernard Avle. Thank you for staying with us. Waiting for the newspaper review segment. Richard Sky is here with Nathan Kwao. Segment brought to you by Total Energies Marketing Ghana. A breakthrough innovation has birthed the quartz engine oil with age resistance technology. Choose quartz, choose the engine oil that keeps your engine running efficiently and effectively. We're also sponsored by Fidelity Bank, partnering with Pan African Payment and Settlement System, the PAPS, where now you can send money to Nigeria, to Gambia, to Liberia, to Guinea, to Sierra Leone. You can also receive money from these countries in a seamless transaction, made easy by this fantastic partnership. Fidelity Bank, believe with us. What makes the show great is its interactivity. Oh yes, in fact, one of the first awards we ever won was in 2007.
In Kenya,
interactive program of the year.
Yep.
So keep those interactions coming. We love your voice notes. Mm-hmm. We love your text messages. Mm-hmm. We love your WhatsApp messages. Your comments on Facebook and Twitter, all welcome. So many things to talk about this morning. Now, different groups have joined the Clarion Call.
Yes.
Yesterday, we heard from the Guta. There's an interesting story here of a company that said they lost so much money because of Doom Song. All of that and more coming up this morning, plus calls for the energy minister to go. An analysis of this. The Herald actually leads with a very interesting comment. Demand for ECG's Doom Song timetable
growing. But
meanwhile, Osafo Mafu said something interesting that a lot of you missed. Yesterday, he said, only the energy minister can call for a Doom Song or can order
the publication of a doomsaw time.
So it's basically saying where the thing has reached, ECG, Gridco, everybody, until the energy minister says release.
So he is sitting on it.
Release the Kraken. It will not be released. So this
it is very, very important. And today the will continue mounting the pressure.
He just released it.
Yeah, he should release it.
And another one, somebody said, some MPP guy said that the doomsaw, it will last till end of May. So at least now we have the time scale. So we just want the timetable.
Maybe so.
24th April to end of May, just deliver the time.
Maybe so, I agree with
then
you.
We can move on.
Yeah. Very, very important.
However, a spokesperson is saying that calls for Napo's removal are bogus.
No, he hasn't read all the
news. He hasn't read anything.
We'll get there, Bernard. You today before you started, you said something really, really profound and
what
important.
Did I say? Yes.
You know, being light where there's darkness. And so let me read the prayer in full, because the prayer that I love so much.
Okay.
The prayer of Saint Francis of Assisi.
Lord, make us instruments of peace.
He said, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace.
I agree to that.
Where there is hatred, let me sow love.
Okay.
Where there is injury, pardon.
Mm-hmm.
Where there is doubt, faith.
Thank you.
Where there is despair, hope.
I hear you.
Where there is darkness, light.
Uh-huh.
Where there is sadness, joy.
Mm.
O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand.
Yes, please.
To be loved as to love.
Mm.
For it is in giving that we receive.
You know that thing already.
It is in pardoning that we are pardoned.
Thank you.
And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life.
Saint Francis of Assisi.
Yes.
Do you know Assisi? You know, we've forgotten about Assisi. It's only the Francis we think about. Yeah, it's powerful.
No. Meditate on this prayer every day.
It's a very powerful prayer.
Because it does it for me.
Which is why we are here.
Yes.
Shining light on some issues.
Exactly.
Where are you starting, Nathan?
Well, the Daily Graphic says, President directs SOEs to submit accounts.
I thought I would hear President directs Napo to submit timetable.
Forget it.
That would have been nice, pal. President directs energy minister to submit dooms or timetable.
Let's edit it.
No, we can create our own life. No, that's wrong news.
Anyway, other story. CDD proposes shorter timelines for parliamentary polls petition. Weather affects cocoa production in Ghana and Cote d'Ivoire. And then on the back page of the Daily Graphic, three Volta chiefs complain of harassment by immigration officers.
Wow.
And of course, this story was in the news cycle yesterday. Four persons remanded over Temampakadan train accident.
Let me take you to the Herald newspaper. Demand for ECG's doomsaw timetable growing. But... Also, Osafo Mafo collapses MPP propaganda on Rawlings' 1992 constitution. Reveals chiefs were against asset declaration. His photograph is here on the front page. Also, we're told this morning, Baumia meets Pope Francis inside the Vatican. Some of the stories. Frema Opari goes lobbying Otumfo and Asante Queen Mothers. As MPP running mate announcement draws near.
The announcement is coming. So last 2 weeks it was Natoshi, now it is Ofrema.
Ofrema. Yeah. And then yesterday too, what do you call it, Asase put up a post and included the education minister. So Napo and the education minister. Yes.
Okay.
And then also NDC officially outdoors Opoku Ajiman today.
All right.
So that's happening today and we'll be there to cover it.
Wonderful. The Daily Guide also has the SOE story. Submit financial report. Nana orders SOEs. Chief of Staff hails Otumfo. Baumia provides 5,280 dual desks for West Mampusi schools. And transparency needed in assets declaration. Osafo Mafo is speaking.
In keeping with the running meeting, I thought it should be Otumfo hailing the Chief of Staff. So why is the Chief of Staff now hailing?
Yeah, but it is the... Why? What's your problem?
No, so that it will give it oomph.
He will not endorse anybody. So it's the chief of staff. Because if Okunfo even coughs now, they will change it into a story that he has endorsed somebody.
Okay.
So we don't use his name for anything.
Okay.
Otumfo, women can also rule Ghana.
Yes.
As chief of staff calls for support for affirmative action bill.
Finish. That one, you can't accuse him of anything.
He has to meet the Pope. The Pope has to help him to make a decision. Because the thing is, Mieshi. Game Mieshi.
He's gone into conclave with the
so Prema has two stories on the Chronicle.
Yes, so it says Otumfuo women can also rule Ghana as chief of staff calls for support for affirmative action bill. That's interesting. Also, Frema operate Lord Otumfuo for empowering women.
No, be small.
Maybe so. And then I'll use new model to finance free senior high school, according to Dr. Baumia in his meeting with Chas. And NDC officially outdoors, as I said, Jane Nanaopoku.
I see. Right. The Baumia education story is also here on the new publisher's front page. The other unique, or their unique stories. If one else, we need street protest against Doomsaw.
Yes.
And 13-year-old girl says 20-year-old man defiled her twice.
Let me take you to the Ghanaian Times. Again, delays in audited financial statements, as you stated earlier. The president has issued some directive. May 15 is the deadline. If you don't, you are wallahu. Also, on the front page, we're told brawl over increase in transport fares. Bernard, across the country, many people are having to fight with GPRTU because of that counter directive from the Ministry of Transport over increases in fares. So the Ghanaian Times has done a beautiful story on it. Also, we're told Ghana National Fire Service records 5% increase in fire outbreaks in the first quarter of 2024, and JB Dankwa Edu murder case, Kennedy Ejepong, Owusu Ekufo, others subpoenaed.
All right, finally for me, the Republic Press. Doomsaw dims business as uncertainty and frustration mount. Call for Napo's removal is bogus. That's coming from a spokesperson. Baumia to meet Pope at the Vatican. And then another story is ARC is an alliance of conviction, not convenience. Abu Sakara. Asogli State Council opposes renaming of whole technical unit after Ephraim Amu. And the Ghana National Fire Service is saying here that 1,035 out of 1,882 water hydrants are not functional.
Okay, let me take you to the New Finder newspaper today. Dr. Mantiol laments unfair treatment of ECG. They have the lead story talking about the president's directive on audited accounts. Some other stories which are unique: cost of compliance to new EU rules bothers cocoa producers. Comes with a photograph of Joseph Boahin Edu, who is the chief executive of the Cocoa Board. And GRA opens special window for taxpayers to update their records. And finally, if you go to the Informer newspaper, Alan fights MPP over prodigal group. They say the people, they are being enticed with all kinds of things to leave Alan's camp. And all kinds of claims are being made. Again, we're told court orders arrest of Maslock boss. She's been convicted. And then also, I'll support private sector to deliver quality education. That's coming in from Baumia. And something here on John Dramani Mahama, the former president. Free senior high school policy. Mahama swears to resolve challenges.
Let me give you some unique stories from online. citynewsroom.com. Quite a number of stories from Doomsaw. So, first one, ASEP slams ECG silence on Doomsaw timetable. They are silence on Doomsaw timetable. Yes. Then, here's the one I was talking about. Only energy minister can order Doomsaw timetable. Osafo Mafo. This is the... Is he still the senior minister?
No, no. He's now a presidential advisor.
So, he says only the energy minister can order. Then, Kofi Kapito says releasing the Doomsaw timetable under the current energy crisis is going to be difficult.
Why not?
Well, I will give you the story. Okay. And then ECG to boycott Ashanti Regional Minister of Arrest of General Manager. So those are there. And then Minority says Doomsaw current power outage purely due to mismanagement. Purely due to mismanagement. Now, there's an interesting one from Dr. Kuma Bwaji. Child mortality reduces nationwide to 32%.
Oh, that's good.
That should be good.
Oh, good.
And then NHIA CEO is also saying that the scheme will now cover foreign nationals visiting Ghana.
Oh, I see.
That's not too bad as well.
That's great.
Now, let's go to my journal line. Power crisis is not about money. According to Kojo Nsafuapoku,
really?
MPP Manifesto Committee member.
The former presidential aspirant.
So that's the Doomsaw one on My Joy. Then second Doomsaw two. Doomsaw will be over by end of May.
Okay.
Former MPP MP assures.
I see.
And then Doomsaw three. Minority criticizes energy minister for lack of leadership amid Doomsaw.
Doomsaw. Okay.
All right. So then there's also an explainer on the cash waterfall mechanism. Then if you go to the Ghana News Agency, President says SOE should not compromise on ethical standards.
Okay.
Yes, one that will trouble you. Court ceiling collapses after rainfall.
Oh, you mean the ceiling in the courtroom?
Yes, the courtroom ceiling. No?
Charlie, that's some way.
It collapses following yesterday's downpour. Oh, this is GNA.
See the conditions in the courts that it's we've been serious, complaining about.
Yeah, and then the World Bank is commending Ghana for mainstreaming environmental risk management in our policies. Star FM, from promise to decay, the sad story of AstroTurf pitches. Really good report they did. Heavy rains caused circuit court ceiling to collapse. This is a number of ceilings.
Where is the place? I hope, you know.
Wherever it is, the problem. And then three, why was your matter? Then three die in fatal crash on Asisiesu Somanya Road.
Okay.
Class FM is also leading with Doomsaw. Okay. Doomsaw must stop demo part two. We will choose how we demonstrate and who to demonstrate
against.
And who to partner.
Okay.
Franklin Kujo replies Yvonne Nelson.
Okay.
Then Osafo Mafo says we should lift the veil on assets declared by public officials, which is a point has been made. And then, of course, NDC to introduce Professor Jenana today. Mm. Then today's Doomsaw due to rainstorm. This was yesterday, ECG announcing.
Yes, so they've not stopped.
That one was the rainstorm.
But the manipulating parts of Accra had power going out as early as 5:30. That was way before it started raining.
You know, before the rain, the wind.
Oh, Charlie.
The wind and the rain and then the storm.
Engineer Dubin.
Then there's an interesting story.
William Boateng, please.
There's an interesting story. No, but it's true. The rains cause distribution system to be affected.
Charlie.
No, but Sky, the wind blew
Charlie,
a lot.
You and I were in the UK.
Sky, no, we are not in the UK.
Ah, okay.
Fish. let me go to another one quickly before you go. Fish farmer cries after losing $8,000 machine to Doomsaw.
Oh, then he should bring an action against them.
No.
Yeah, that, go to PRC and file the complaint.
I'm speaking out of grief. This story is on Pulse Ghana.
Uh-huh.
So he says a distressed Ghanaian fish farmer shared his anguish over the detrimental impact of the country's erratic power supply on his business. Let's do a summary of Doomsaw stories. I think I'll choose one from the Herald. I have a couple here.
So the Herald's version is talking about the growing demand for a Doomsaw timetable.
Okay.
Except that for some reason, people are being intransigent. They don't want to do anything about the cause of Ghanaians. Now, the story is on page 4 of the newspaper and comes with the photographs of Matthew Opoku Prempeh, Kojo Yauche, Nana Amwesi the 7th, Kofi Kapito and Samuel Dubik Mahama. They are at the center of this particular story.
I think that story summarizes all that I've said.
Yes.
So, for example, Osafo Mafu saying that only the energy minister can order a Doomsaw timetable features there.
Mm-hmm.
So, senior presidential advisor has declared that the decision to publish a load shedding timetable rests with the energy minister.
Mm-hmm.
He emphasized that only the energy minister has the authority to order the publication as he oversees the generation.
Mm-hmm.
He added that a load shedding timetable can be implemented.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just read what he said. To publish the rationing of the power, nobody can do it except the Minister of Energy because he is seeing the generation and they, ECG, are looking at utilization. So they can look at it and say, this particular area, this is how it should be done.
Yeah. Now, if you go into the story, the Herald sources close to the Deputy Energy Minister, Herbert Crapper, the recently appointed board chairman of the ECG, have assured the paper that the crisis will be resolved in a few weeks, a maximum of 2 weeks.
Now, really?
The state power distributor, ECG, has come under public criticism in recent times for the distribution in the power supply or disruption.
Well, there are different dates here. Now, if you go on my journal, like, ex-MP is saying it will be over by end of May, whilst your Herald is saying 2 weeks. So give you the story, Bojila. Ex-chairman of Parliament's Committee on Roads and Transport and former MP for Ayensuanu Samuel Ayepaye has assured that the government is working to earnestly resolve the recent power challenges. Speaking on Joy Prime Morning, the former MP says the Akufo-Addo government will curb the problem as promised and that it will end by the close of May.
Charlie.
So that's the second deadline that has been given. I'll give you two more.
Mm-hmm.
ECG's silence on a timetable is annoying. According to the Africa Center for Energy Policy, they have strongly criticized the ECG for its failure to issue a load shedding timetable amid the escalating power outages known as Doomsaw. In a press briefing, Kojo Yauche, Access Policy Lead for Petroleum and Conventional Energy, condemned ECG's apparent incompetence, attributing it to the company's monopoly in the power distribution sector. And then finally, the story that I saw, fish farmer cries after losing $8,000 machine to Doomsaw. I'm speaking out of grief. A distressed fish farmer shared his anguish over the detrimental impact of the country's erratic power supply on his business. The emotional testimony shed light on the crippling effects of prolonged power outages, with the farmer recounting the devastating loss of an $8,000 machine critical to his aquaculture operations. Now, he was speaking on Joy FM. The farmer, his voice leading with despair, revealed how the recent power fluctuation led to the catastrophic damage of his oxygen-generating machine, essential for maintaining the health of his fish stock. The business I run is being grounded, he lamented, citing the compounding challenges of currency depreciation and capital depletion exacerbated by the ongoing power crisis.
Well, if you go to the Republic Press on page 3, Kofi Abrefiafuna, who is the spokesperson for Energy Minister Dr. Matthew Opoku Prempeh, is saying that calls for his dismissal are ignorant. Now, he was responding to the IES's Nana Amoesi. Nana Amoesi is saying that the minister should leave his position. And Mr. Fena highlighted the minister's focus on results rather than empty talk. And he says, quote, Dr. Prempeh is not the type to talk too much, but believes in results. Okay. Nana Amoesi has no idea the sleepless nights of the minister aimed at addressing the current power challenges. End quote. Kofi Brefa said in a statement issued and cited by this paper.
Okay, let's stay with ECG and related matters. We go to the Ashanti region because the ECG workers there, they have placed a ban on general managers of the institution from attending RESEC meetings. Now, the story in the Informa newspaper says the Workers Union of the Electricity Company of Ghana in the Ashanti region has banned four general managers from all regional security council meetings. Now, general managers of Ashanti East, West, and South and Sub Transmission are all automatic members of the council. However, the National Executive Committee of the Senior and Junior Workers Union of ECG held an emergency meeting and decided to ban the managers from attending council meetings. Now, this action will continue until Simon Osemensa, who is the regional minister and chairman of the council, issues an official apology to the general manager of the Ashanti West area after unlawfully ordering.
Let me just give you one last one. So, this power crisis is not about money.
Okay.
MPP manifesto member.
It's about what?
The chairman of MPP's 2024 Manifesto Committee on Energy, Kojon Safuapoku, has debunked suggestions that the current challenges with the power supply have been caused by the government's inability to purchase fuel.
Really?
According to him, although the government has the resources to buy fuel, gas suppliers, including Nigeria, failed to deliver the needed volume. Speaking on Joy FM's Newsnight on the claim about lack of funding, he said it was merely propaganda being pushed by the opposition NDC. Quote, stop buying these people's propaganda. There is a simple propaganda that all of you have bought into, which is that this thing about government needs money to buy fuel. I'm asking you, which fuel does government need money to buy? You can't even tell me. You don't buy gas. You see, that is the problem. Sometimes there is shortage of gas because of the light flow coming from Nigeria. So when we have less flow coming from Nigeria, or let's say Ghana has tripped and there isn't enough gas coming,
have they come from to tell us that?
You need liquid fuel to power some of these machines. And the same power can use light crude oil. AXA can use HFO, and then TTP can use diesel. So when people say government doesn't have money to do fuel, they are saying that government doesn't have money to buy gas.
I see.
We don't have to buy gas, cash, and carry.
Okay.
So there's money.
There's money, eh?
Yes.
Okay, so they don't have any money.
No, the gas.
Hey!
The gas is not flowing.
Chala, I thought you wanted to be a new president.
Who? No, he's not the head of Baumier's manifesto.
He said he wanted to be.
So he said it's not be money matter.
So what is it?
Oh. They say the gas, you know, they flow,
the gas is not flowing,
so they have to change to HFO.
You are the only truthful one.
Lord, Educhum lost including your free SHS. I'll give you that story shortly.
But let's talk about, you know, in just in line with people having challenges with how some entities do their business.
Yeah.
Three Volta chiefs complain of harassment by immigration officers. Now, three members of the Volta Regional House of Chiefs have bitterly complained about harassment and bullying at the hands of personnel of the Ghana Immigration Service. In recent times, at the Sogahope and Esikuma inland checkpoints in the Volta and Eastern regions, respectively. Now, they are the paramount chiefs of Amugo Vego, Togbi Tenge Jokoto Gligui, the seventh.
He's a big man.
Right? Yeah. Paramount chief of Tefle, Togbi Dubezan the eighth. And paramount chief of Akwepe.
By the time you finish mentioning their name,
Togbe Drakeji.
Just tell me the story. The
so it's effectively they're saying that all of them were stopped at various checkpoints and they were mistreated by immigration officers.
So are they
were
fighting for their people or for themselves?
No, Bernard, you see, I'm very familiar with this. You see, there are some very irresponsible customs and Ghana Immigration Service officers on the route who assume that when they come to you and they ask you to speak Akan and you do not speak it, then you are not getting in.
Is this what they are saying?
Oh, yes, in the story, they say that their passports, they were asked to bring their passports.
Like, where are you from?
And all of them. I mean, whilst they were in regalia.
Yeah, I mean, it's completely unacceptable. And the Ghana Immigration Service,
deal with
and then the custom people, they need to talk to their officers.
Okay. Take me to the Frema stories. Chronicle has a couple of them about her meeting with Otunfo, lauding the Otunfo's women, inclusivity.
Let me give you the one in the Daily Guide.
All right.
Now, Chief of Staff, Akosua Frema-Osei-Opari, has paid a glowing tribute to the Asante Hin Otunfo Osei-Tutu II for his role in empowering women. Speaking at a deba of Asante Man Queen Mothers and a food fair to mark the silver jubilee of the Asante Hin, Madame Frema-Osei-Opari underscore the significant role played by the Asante Hin in bringing more women to the table. She said, quote, "During your reign as Asante Hin, we have seen visible signs of more queen mothers being actively involved in the management of the Asante."
And she also says, Otunfo says, women can also rule Ghana.
Yeah.
Can you give me the details? Yeah.
The story is in the Chronicle, front page details on page 3. And the story by Sebastian R. Freku from the Mansha Palace in Kumasi, and it says His Royal Majesty of Otunfo Osei-Tutu II, the Asante Hin, has reiterated the importance of women in politics. Now, the Asante King noted that women are capable of running the affairs of the state efficiently and must be accorded the opportunity to fully participate in Ghana's democratic dispensation as a whole. Now, Otunfo emphasized the importance of gender equality and the empowerment of women in Ghanaian politics. Now, it goes on to provide some...
Well, one paper says that Dr. Baumier's decision is coming soon.
Yes.
I think the Herald in service. Now, there's a story here that I'm in two minds about. Lift veil on assets declared by public officials. Whilst I agree with the story, I always feel like people make these statements when they are the last end of their administration. Because if you believe this so strongly, you had almost 7 years to push this, right? So, there are some who is a former minister of many things. He's saying that assets declared by public officials must be made known to the public. Now, he's a senior presidential advisor. In his view, the current opacity surrounding assets declared by public officials is not helpful. Right? And which is, we've said this for many, many years. CDD and Co. have said this for long. So my question to him is, why are you now saying this? And what are you doing to bring that to pass? Instead of just saying this, what you think?
He just realized that there's a problem.
No, that's not right. You know, sometimes you have to be consistent. Now, let's come to two stories. Baumier meets Pope Francis in the Vatican. That's in a number of papers.
He's going to select a running mate and he wants to see the white smoke.
There's a good story. There's a good story on Star FM's website. Yes. From Promise to Decay, the sad story of AstroTurf pitches.
Okay.
Now it's a really good writer because we said this a lot on the program about how that
we spend
this
lot
craze
of
about
money.
AstroTurf pitches is not helping this guy. When kids play football and they use AstroTurfs, it's not good for their long term development. Their ankles can get injured.
Their knees.
A number of the AstroTurfs that have been put up have been shown to decay.
Yep.
She says, today what was once a bustling football ground is now a scene of neglect and decay. The artificial grass, once lush and green, is now torn and worn, revealing dusty ground underneath. The fence meant to protect the field has been ripped apart, allowing debris and rubbish to accumulate on the pitch. The flooding, the floodlights, turf and seating have all deteriorated significantly, reflecting the sorry state of the once praised facility. Some of the residents are unhappy with the current state of the turf. So they went from AstroTurf to AstroTurf. They started with the Bukom one, and they showed that we are not keeping these things well, and it's also not a sustainable way of sports development.
Okay, Bernard, let me take you to this social story. You know, the Ministry of Transport issues some directive over Transport First. Well, the GPRTBU people have decided to disregard what's happening or the directive, and it's creating some problems. Now, brawl over increase in transport fares, the story on page 8 of the Ghanaian Times, Anita Nyako, Irenti reporting, says there was near brawl on some commercial vehicles trot from the Kwame Nkrumah Circle Station to Ablekuma when passengers were informed of a sudden increase in transport fare imposed on them by drivers. Now, passengers who refused to pay on grounds that the fare hike was not official were threatened with being prevented from boarding the vehicles or their driver refusing to move.
Now, court ceiling collapses following Tuesday's downpour. This is GNA. The court ceiling of the ceiling of Circuit Court 8 in Accra on Tuesday collapsed following a downpour. The rainstorm destroyed the ceiling and some electrical wiring in the courtroom. There was no sitting in the court when the ceiling collapsed. A worker who spoke on condition of anonymity said there was no court sitting because the trial judge had been on leave and the recent incident happened fast. When the GNA got to the courtroom, the room was filled with debris, but no one was injured.
Yeah, I acknowledge that a number of new courts have been built in the last few years, but I think we have a responsibility as a people. In fact, the government of Ghana has got to ensure that there's safety in these courtrooms.
Finally,
and that the conditions are proper. We can't go to court and be sweating. It's wrong.
Where shirt which doesn't, it's not hot. Whilst we wait for the AC to come. You see what you're wearing, it's nice. Why do you go and wear that black thing with that thing on your head and you go and go to court? And where we go on top? You go tired. So the thing, yeah, whether just I said, if you build houses with louver blade, you have to suit your dressing to the weather. Child mortality reduces nationwide to 32%. The DG of the GHS has reported, says Ghana has reported a notable decrease in the mortality rate among children to approximately 32% nationwide in 2024.
Wow, that's good.
We attributed this to a holistic health intervention implemented by the Ghana Health Service, encompassing initiatives such as vaccination campaigns and counseling services among others. This is great news. Hopefully, it gets further down to 0%. Now, he made this announcement at the launch of the 2024 African Vaccination and Child Health Promotion Week on Tuesday on the theme Healthy Childhood, Invest in Your Child for a Better Future in Accra.
But before I go, let me just use this opportunity to say happy birthday to a very, very true friend of mine, Bennett Kwe Nottey, one of the brilliant minds you find in Parliament House.
24th. Yeah, Charlie. It's also the birthday of Julius Debra.
He's
a big man.
Oh, Chief of Staff.
He's a huge
No, Julius. No. Happy birthday, sir. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
He's a big man.
You are a big man.
Charlie, his brain is bigger than Mississippi.
This is the City Breakfast Show, the city's biggest conversation.
City Business News brought to you by Goyle, Access Bank, and MTN. Now she casts us the news. Good morning, Na.
Good morning, Bernard. Hello and welcome to the breakfast edition of the City Business News, proudly brought to you by MTN, Goyle and Access Bank. My name is Nashika Caesar. Coming up, Ghana Union of Traders Association demands release of load shedding timetable as businesses struggle due to Dumso. Also coming up, Ministry of Trade and Industry reiterates government's commitment to collaborating with private sector to leverage benefits of Africa Continental Free Trade Area. The details of our stories now. The president of the Ghana Union of Traders Association, Dr. Joseph Obin, has joined calls for the government to release a load shedding timetable in order to help businesses better plan their activities. The sporadic power cut across the country has become a major source of concern for stakeholders in the business space as it is costing them revenue and adding to their cost of production. Dr. Joseph Obin is the president of GUTA and he wants the government to tackle the menace so as not to plunge the alien economy back into chaos.
I think it's very important that we solve these power outages if we do not want to see the collapse of businesses, especially when the problem is persistent. If it's going to persist, then it means that we have to find a legitimate time frame or table where people can adjust their businesses towards that. Because if you plan for the day and it does not go that way, if you employ a special casual laborers to do specific work and it doesn't come on, you have to pay for them, whether they work or not. And so all these things go against the cost of doing business. So the earlier government do something about it, they know the timing, they know the issues. If this thing is going to persist, then of course the onus lies on them to do the needful by providing the time frame for these power outages so that people will be in the know to do their businesses.
Dr. Joseph Obin is president of GUTA. Now, the Consumer Protection Agency has come to the defense of the Electricity Company of Ghana, ECG, regarding its inability to produce a load shedding timetable for power cuts. Kofi Kapito is the Chief Executive Officer of the Consumer Protection Agency, and he emphasized that the power distribution company cannot be solely blamed for the current situation.
It is difficult for ECG to say that, I will bring a timetable, simply because if they bring the timetable today, and let's say tomorrow or the day after, money becomes available that they are able to either pay the IPPs or the IPPs have money to buy the necessary fuel to power their plants. Then what happens to the plant team? That, I think, is the challenge that ECG is facing. Because, yes, ECG is in the business. Let me repeat. ECG is in the business to sell you electricity. When ECG gets the electricity, ECG has no need apart from selling it to you, the consumer, or to anybody that needs it. So when people sometimes behave as if ECG has the power and they are doing something purposely of not distributing it, I find it a little bit difficult.
Kofi Kapito is the chief executive officer of the Consumer Protection Agency. Still on the power crisis situation, the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry, GNCCI, has stated that the frequent power outages, which they initially believed to be temporary, has unduly persisted and is causing significant loss of productivity and revenue to businesses of its members. The chamber explains the additional burden of investing in expensive alternative energy sources such as generators is also crippling businesses financially, leading to both local and multinationals folding up.
And the damage and the destruction that this power outage is causing to the private sector is unimaginable. In fact, machines are being damaged. Raw materials which are in process of production are being damaged. People go to work, they don't get electricity to work, so they have to sit down, doing virtually nothing. But the employer will have paid. People are looking at because of the delay of this deadline. So I think that it's important at this very moment for the government or whoever, whether it's the to be clear and come to tell us what the situation is. If it's going to take a long time, the least they can do for us is to give us a timetable over and over again. At least it will help us to plan. So if you know that for this period there will be power outages, then businesses will not allow even the employees to come and sit down and do nothing. They will shut down their machine, and whenever there is power, then they will put on this machine. This is what we are asking for. I don't think we are asking for too much. In fact, if they are not careful, a lot of businesses are going to be destroyed, they are going to collapse, and people are going to be laid off.
That was the Chief Executive Officer of the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Mark Bidu Awaji, speaking there. Now to some other stories. The Chief Executive Officer of the Association of Ghana Industries, AGI, Seth Chumakwaba, has highlighted the urgent need for the establishment of an environmental tax fund to address present environmental concerns in the country. According to the AGI CEO, despite years of environmental taxation, the funds have not effectively been channeled into environmental initiatives due to their absorption into the consolidated fund. He is therefore calling for a dedicated fund component within the policy framework.
Unfortunately, over 10 years of having the environmental tax, the fund was not really fully established. Funds went into the consolidated fund, and therefore application of it became an issue. Recently, there has been a change in the policy. This year, it's been changed. It's been reduced from 10% to 5%. But then the scope is being expanded to cover other areas, which is all good because we need to deal with environmental issues. Our challenge, though, is that the fund bit, which was part of the act, has been taken up. So this time around, there's not going to be establishment of an environmental fund. And therefore, we think that this is an area that we should continue to engage government to see how we set up the environmental fund for people to assess and deal with the environment associated with plastics.
That was Chief Executive Officer of the Association of Ghana Industries, Seth Chum Akwaba, speaking there. Now, the Ministry of Trade and Industry has reiterated the government's commitment to collaborating with the private sector to fully leverage the advantages of the Africa Continental Free Trade Area, AFCFTA, while acknowledging the pivotal role of small and medium enterprises, SMEs, in driving economic growth. The ministry notes that access to trade financing remains a challenge for these businesses. It underscored the importance of collaborative effort to optimize the contributions of SMEs to the country's overall economic development. Here is the Director of Policy Planning and Evaluation at the Ministry, Michael Opoku Akurang.
Export trade is a very complicated endeavor. Even in this age of digitization, we still feel bill of ladies in paper form. How do we leverage on digital solutions to reduce these bottlenecks? Trade finance is lagging because of its complexity in terms of FX rates, like the interim manager said. How do we as a country invest in product development? What kind of products are we exporting? How are we packaging our products? Are we getting support from financial institutions in terms of packaging, product development, product quality? These kinds of support allows us to establish ourselves as a production house, not only a trading house, become trading houses.
That was the Director of Policy Planning and Evaluation at the Ministry, Michael Opoku Akoran there. Now, on the interbank foreign exchange market, where banks trade among themselves, the dollar gained 6 pesos and is selling at 13 cedis 8 pesos. The British pound gained 10 pesos and is selling at 16 cedis 27 pesos. The euro is selling at 14 cedis. It gained 10 pesos. However, at some forex bureaus in the capital, the dollar is selling at 13 cedis 55 pesos, while the British pound could be sold to you at 16 cedis 60 pesos, and the euro is going for 14 cedis 40 pesos. And that's it for the breakfast edition of the City Business News, proudly brought to you by MTN, Goyle and Access Bank. My name is Nashi Kasiza. Many thanks for making your time with me. Do have a great day.
This is the City Breakfast Show, the city's biggest conversation.
City Business News was brought to you by Goyle. Look out for our auto gas service stations in Accra at Berma Camp and Peshi, in Kumasi at Kenton Chrono, at Cape Coast Pedu Junction, and Takrady in Pintin Goyle Service Station.
No.
We deliver safe and affordable gas for your convenience. Access Bank and PAPS are partnering to make your transfer across the continent straightforward, secure, with transfers across Nigeria, Liberia, Gambia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone, with no foreign exchange hassle. Call 0800-004-400 or go to ghana.accessbankplc.com. Access Bank, more than banking. And with MTN Pick and Pay Later, you can now buy a sleek and trendy smartphone and enjoy the luxury of paying in convenient, easy daily, monthly, or weekly installments. Come to any of our selected MTN service centers. Choose your favorite from a wide range of mobile phones on offer. The best part is all phones come with a 2 gig free MTN data for the first 6 months, so you can share your pictures and get all the biggest scoops online. So let them know they can pick up now and pay later on MTN. Kickoff brought to you by Lesheho. Power up your finances and lock your path to prosperity with the Lesheho fixed deposit solution. You're not just investing, you're making your money work harder for you so you can watch your wealth grow. Call 027-004-0799 or send WhatsApp to 027-004-0733. The Shell Let's Improve Life. Love drives us to give off our very best. In the same way, Shell fuels drive your car to peak performance. With over 100 years of innovation, we give you the Dynaflex Tech, one of our most advanced fuels designed to prevent deposit buildup and keep your engine clean and protected. Drive into a Shell today and fuel up your car to do better. Go well. Tell me what I do for you. And of course, Zonda Ghana, your one-stop shop for quality trucks like Shantui Bulldozers, TX Trucks, Payloaders, and others. We're now assembling our trucks right here in Ghana. At Zonda Ghana, we do not only create opportunities and empower people, we provide top-notch after-sales support for your company and for your vehicles. We are off the Tema Aflawo Road, close to the Free Zones Enclave. Call 0501-772-222. Zonda, built in Ghana, building Ghana. This morning's kickoff has a familiar voice, Nathan Kwao, in the Wednesday seat. What happened today?
Well, I'll tell you about Dreams FC. They have eyes for the CAF Confederation Cup trophy. I'll tell you more about that. Arsenal left Chelsea feeling blue at the Emirates, plus Abdul Fattah Issahaku lay down the law as he scores a hat trick for Leicester City as they get closer to a Premier League return. Let's start off with Dreams FC. Now, this weekend, they take on Zamalek in the second leg of the semi-final of the CAF Confed Cup. The game is tied goalless, and any kind of win for Dreams will send them to their very first CAF club final at the very first time of asking. Now, they announced yesterday that fans who will be sitting at the popular stand and center line seats of the Baba Yara Stadium will not have to pay anything. It will be free for them. And in line with that, communications director of the Ghana Football Association, Henry Asansi Chum, says that spectator turnout for Dreams FC's games this season in the CAF Confederation Cup, the turnout has not matched the thrilling football that the team has played on the pitch.
I remember when they won the FA Cup after beating King Faisal 2-0 last year, many people doubted, you know, their capacity and the competence of representing us in Africa. Even the club at some point were not sure about competing. But from the journey to Equatorial Guinea, to the journey to Sierra Leone, Tunisia, Nigeria, Angola, and finally Egypt, this is where we find ourselves. On Sunday, we will try as much as possible to galvanize loads of support for this team in Kumasi. We have to win to eliminate Zamalek to make it to the final of the Confederation Cup. It will be historic because this will be the last edition as we roll into a different phase of club football on the African continent. If we are able to win, Ghana will become the first country to win the first edition and the last edition. And that is what we want to do. We are committed to it. The FA has supported Dreams in diverse ways. Before they went into the competition, we supported them with $30,000 as a token. Same was given to Medeama. Unfortunately, Medeama couldn't make it from the group, but they did marvelously well. And I think they represented us very well. Dreams need the support of every Ghanaian to eliminate Zamalek. And that is what we want to do on Sunday.
So that was Henry Asante Chum. He's Communications Director of the Ghana Football Association. Let's hear from Dreams FC starman John Entry. He has 6 goals in the competition, and he says his experience in playing across the North African terrain for several clubs in Egypt, he will use that experience to help his teammates out on Sunday.
I think I'll be very happy. Yeah, looking at, I've gone to the final a couple of times in the Confederation Cup and in the Champions League also. So winning this tournament will be very good for my CV, and I think I'll be happy to win it.
Dreams FC forward John Entry speaking there. Let's get to England, and it was a fantastic night. If you're an Arsenal fan, if you support Chelsea, it was horrible. Let's enjoy a sneak peek or a sneak recap of what happened last night at the Emirates.
Going inside, finding Odegaard. That's another excellent ball to White. And it nestles in the top corner. It's just getting better and better and better for Arsenal. It's Arsenal 5, Chelsea 0.
Right, that was the scoreline. Arsenal 5, Chelsea 0. Ben White, Kai Havertz scoring 2. Leo Trossard opening the scoreline. Let's hear from Leo Trossard and Ben White, and both of them were on the score sheet for Arsenal.
I think the early goal helped us a lot as well. And after that, I think we played so well. We had a lot of chances, and today, yeah, we turned them to goals. And yeah, it's a great night for us.
Ben, you guys turned it up a gear in the second half. Both of your goals came, particularly for your first one. How important was the timing of that in the game, just to get that cushion at that point?
Yeah, we know we can score goals, and you know, today it was a quick game, and it was so fast, so you know, it was important to put the ball away when we had the chance.
Well, you don't score many, Ben. Tonight you got 2. The second one, did you mean it?
I don't know. Let everyone else decide.
Take the credit. Take the credit. He meant that.
It's a goal. It's a goal. It's a matter.
So that was Leo Trossard and Ben White. They spoke after the game. Let's hear from Chelsea midfielder Conor Gallagher. He also had a few things to say after the result.
A young Chelsea fan held up a banner that said, "I don't want your shirt, I want you to fight for ours." How does it feel to know that there are some supporters that don't feel like the team are putting the effort in?
Well, we definitely are putting the effort in. I know how much it means to all the boys, but I know it's been said many times, it's a very young squad with not much experience as a team in the Premier League, and as you've seen this season, we've had a lot of ups and a lot of downs as well, and you know, we're still improving and working together as a team to get to that next level, and today was one of them days where we just were nowhere near it, and we need to just kind of dust ourselves off, but also look at the performance and where we can improve and all the mistakes we made, where we can put it right and just get ready for the next one.
Chelsea midfielder Conor Gallagher speaking there. The Premier League continues this evening. We've got Wolves versus Bournemouth at 6:45, Palace versus Newcastle at that time. Everton versus Liverpool at 7 is the Merseyside derby. That's at Goodison Park. And Manchester United face Sheffield United at Old Trafford also at 7 p.m. But talking about Liverpool, yesterday it emerged from some media reports that Arne Slot is the forerunner in terms of the race to succeed Jurgen Klopp. Now, the Feyenoord head coach, according to reports, he's currently ticking the right boxes in terms of the attributes that the people at Liverpool want in terms of the manager who will replace Jurgen Klopp. The process is not completed yet, but insider stories say that Arne Slot is beginning to turn a lot of heads at Anfield. And let's stay in England, because it was a wonderful night for Abdul Fattah Issahaku. He scored 3 goals for Leicester as they beat Southampton by 5-0 to stay on top of the championship. They are on 94 points. Leeds are on 90. And Leicester need one more win to book a ticket back to the Premier League. They won that title in 2016. They went down a few years ago, and they are hoping to come back. Let's hear from a very excited Abdul Fattah Issahaku speaking after his performance in that game.
I don't think I can just tell you how I feel, because it's so amazing and I feel so happy for this day. And yeah, this is what we are here to do, and we are just going more and more to get to where we want to. And yeah, I'm so happy.
And of course, it wasn't just the goals tonight. You set up Jamie Vardy for his goal as well. So you really showed all parts of your game this evening.
Yeah, because as I told you already previous interviews, we are ready every time, and we have come a long time to lose what was in our hands. So yes, I told you we're ready, and we are going more harder than we used to.
Black Stars and Leicester City winger Abdul Fattah Issahaku speaking there. 3 goals for him, 6 goals in all, or 7 in all for him in terms of what he has scored for Leicester since he joined them on loan from Sporting Lisbon. 40 games and counting, 7 goals, and a lot of good reviews from that country. Let's wrap it up quickly with some NBA. And the Dallas Mavericks, they tied their opening round Western Conference clash with the LA Clippers. They won 96-93 thanks to a Luka Doncic winner. That series is tied at 1-1. And in the other results, the Indiana Pacers, they beat the Milwaukee Bucks to tie their series at 1-1, and the Timberwolves of Minnesota, they took a 2-0 lead against the Phoenix Suns in their Western Conference series as well. That's how we draw the curtain on Kickoff for this morning. My name is Nathan Kwame. Many thanks for listening. Kickoff is proudly brought to us by Shell Echeho and Zonda Ghana. There's more sports on citysportsonline.com. We have more news for you in our subsequent bulletins, and tune into the City Sports Roundup later tonight at 10 p.m. for the latest from the world of sport. Do enjoy your day. Have a fantastic day. Stay safe and bye-bye.
This is the City Breakfast Show, the city's biggest conversation. The City Breakfast Show. Rise above the noise.
In this life,
7:33. Coming in from the cold. Ghana is a funny place. It rains in the afternoon and people say they are feeling cold. Meanwhile, it's been hot for like the whole of March. When it's hot, we complain. When it's cold, we complain. Just thank God and enjoy. Yes, and it's cold, it's windy, it's this, it's that. 24th of April is a number of birthdays. And we'll jump in quickly. Benna, please wish Mr. Fred Papo of GFA and the Norwegian Embassy a happy birthday. Happy birthday, or that dear Fred Papo. Papa Fred. From Marian Kujo of ARB Apex Bank, wishing Malik Ajay of Bulk Oil Storage and Transport Company Boss a fabulous birthday, surrounded by love and all the things that make you smile. There's no name attached to this one.
It's you.
Happy 45th to Mrs. Anita Kwashi Sam of Bank of Ghana from the Nelsons of Cotobabi. Wishing you long life, good health, prosperity, happiness, peace, and all that you wish for yourself.
Why do you look so sad, and
what? Somebody needs to explain the difference between Cotobabi, Pig Farm, and Newtown. That thing always confuses me, Charlie. You know, they understand. You know, times when I was in Madina, there was always, they used to say Pig Farm, Newtown, Pig Farm, Newtown. And then there's also I don't know the difference. So maybe I don't know.
Pig farm. When you are coming from, let's say you are coming from George Walker Bush Highway, right?
Is it from Accra Girls side or you are coming from the Perez Dome side?
Yeah, that's right. So when you turn right, you know there's a filling station to your
Total.
When you bypass that, that's Pig Farm.
So when I get to the Total,
yes,
and then that's OJ's area.
Yeah, that OJ's area. When you're driving a little, you see another filling station where Abedipele's
Abedipele's building.
That's Pig Farm. That's Pig Farm. Right. Okay. When you drive past it, you go about 5 minutes or so, you get to where they call the Cotobabi. Abavana Junction
is Cotobabi.
PNC people. Where they
the
have,
former head office. It's like some T junction.
Exactly.
That's Cotobabi.
And then you have a new town.
So where's Newtown?
So Newtown, you have to drive further inside. So you take some turn. You turn right.
So which means that if you move from north to the south, you have Pig Farm. You have Cotobabi, and then you have Newtown.
Yes.
So which one is Kokomemle?
Kokomemle is where you go to Joy FM area. So
Kokomemle is next to Newtown.
Yes, you have to come further down around Top FM, Top Radio, that whole enclave.
And where is Alajo?
Alajo is when you see, okay, when you bypass Joy FM, right? You go to the traffic light. You have gotten onto the Avenor Junction.
Uh-huh.
When you drive forward, there's an overhead there.
Yeah.
Some overhead.
Alajo is adjacent to Kokomelemle and Newtown
to a large extent, because when you get off there,
but Alajo is also next to Abelinkwe.
No, there's some distance between.
Alajo is closer to Aveno.
Yeah, Aveno.
Aveno has also
Aveno is on the left side. Actually,
Charlie, Alajo is pulling the matter.
Aveno.
Yeah, it's Aveno.
Let's get this guy that. you are confusing the matter.
Then
you there's another one. They call it Behe.
Oh, that one I don't know.
Oh, you don't know. It's also in that. Ask OJ.
It's in that enclave.
When you are from Newtown and you are going to, there's this place they call where they sell the motorbikes. There's a place they sell bicycles and motorbikes.
Okay.
It's close to the roadside.
They call it. OJ, what's the name of that place?
Oh, is it on the Tesano?
Yes. So when you are coming from Newtown,
Caprice.
Yes. When you are coming to Caprice, near former Boomerang.
Yeah. Oh,
there's
I see.
A place called Behe.
Oh, I see. I asked for that one.
Pass out. Some of it is Ayawaso Central. I think most of these places are Ayawaso Central.
Central.
And then there's also OJ, Cotobabi, is it Ayawaso Central or what constituency is it?
We'll find out.
You need to help me. It's very confusing. Anyway, so this birthday request is for somebody who lives in the whole thing came from a birthday request. For somebody who lives. Somebody who is at where is the person is at Cotobabi branch.
Yes.
Anita Kwashi Sam of Cotobabi.
Okay.
Now there's another one. This is a very good one too. Enoch Atutonu. Osofu Enoch Atutonu. You are with Commercial Properties Department. SNET. And incidentally, you're also the head pastor of the Dansuman SNET Flat Assembly of the Apostolic Church. A really great guy. He's a Biheko 99. So he's Larry Dugbe's mate.
Oh, I see.
99 people.
Confusing people.
Anyway, talk about.
So, good morning to my brother and friend, Pastor Enoch Atutonu. work with Snit. You're also the head pastor of Apostolic Church, Snit Flat. You're Biheku 29. This is coming from myself and also from Wendy Che and the husband and the whole family.
Since we're talking about men of God, I'd like to say good morning to Bishop Mike Corty of Perez Chapel, East Legon. Today is his wife's birthday.
Nice.
So he's wishing his wife, Mrs. Irene Corty, and his son. So his son, Osboni Kwate Corty, is also celebrating. So Bishop Mike's wife and first son are celebrating their birthdays today. And he's also wishing Jehu Akrong of Perez Chapel Missions Office a happy birthday. Yesterday I saw Brother Akrong. So Brother Akrong, happy birthday to you. This happy is the birthday shout, I promise
still
you.
Call people brother.
Brother. It's in the message.
Brother
the
Paul.
Brother Paul.
See me to my boy in the city.
But I want to blow. Every day I day street where I want to blow.
Oh, I want to
be a secret, I did mommy do. Oh, mommy do.
Oh,
my hair, she has, mommy. She, I want to blow. Every day I day street where I want to blow. Every day we pray for my life, oh. Yeah, me baby, pray for all I cash out, oh. Please, oh, yeah, me, and mommy, India, oh. My ass, yeah, 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 mommy, she. Tell me, and mommy, India, oh. My ass, yeah, 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 mommy, she.
So it's 7:40. A few more coming through. Today has a very popular day for
there
birthdays.
There are too many birthdays, really.
Yeah.
So it's the birthday of Dickness Helen Appiah Ejekum, Church of Pentecost at Abaka District. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then there's another one here, Elder Emmanuel Aka, all of them here. And then yesterday was John Anson's birthday. He's also an elder. All of them, Church of Pentecost, happy birthday to them all.
And Bernard, this is a very, very important one for me as a man. Because it's going out to someone who was protecting me when I was a very young boy.
Yeah.
You know, growing up at Adafi, you know, if the big boys want to beat me up, I go and report to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll come and protect me.
Yeah,
so Bill Gotson Oklu,
mm-hmm.
As you celebrate another birthday today, I'm reminded of all the wonderful moments we shared together.
Mm-hmm.
Each day is a gift and a new chance to fulfill your dreams. Yes, to embracing the journey, cherishing every memory, and stepping into the new year with courage and hope. Thank you for letting us be a part of your story, and let's make this year unforgettable. Thank you so much for all the memories and all the things.
It's okay. Come on.
Hail, Major, Godson, Oklu, of Adafianu. No, Jesus Christ, not with you.
Happy birthday to Bambi Lai of KPMG. May you receive a double portion of every good thing you wish for, and may the Almighty God continue to bless you from glory to glory. Cheers to plus one, Bambi. This is from Nanaya or Deborah, and also from Marian Kujo of ARB Apex Bank, wishing Malik Ajay of Bulk Oil Storage and Transportation Boss a fabulous birthday surrounded by love and all the things that make you smile. You deserve everything wonderful today and always.
And of course, there's one to Morde Abena Augustina. I pray the Almighty blesses you. There's no name attached to the sender. A couple more coming through. Happy birthday to Lieutenant Colonel C. Owusu Efriye, Commanding Officer 5 Infantry Battalion. Blessed birthday. May the good Lord bless you and favor you. From ICGC Doxa family. Coming in from your friend Sami Lai. Lieutenant Colonel C. Owusu Efriye. And a very good birthday to my very good friend Etonam Adoboy. of Keystone Solicitors. Solid legal mind.
Keystone Solicitors.
Etonam Adoboy. So yeah, childhood friend, many, many years.
Oh, beautiful.
Same nursery, same primary, same secondary school. Yeah, 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 it's a correct guy.
Love to see
no mention his nickname on earth.
let me just repeat this one for Bennett Kwe Naughty of Parliament House in Accra. A fine mind and one of the brilliant people I know, working hard for the Republic. Thank you for everything over the years. Bennett Kwe Naughty.
All right, let's do a few more and then we move to something else quickly. Of course, today is the birthday of Julius Debra.
Yeah.
Coming in from his team. His office is wishing him a happy birthday. I also wish him a happy birthday as well.
Yep, I joined myself to that.
You are filing a joint application.
Oh, yes.
To the Julius Debra. Article 2.
Yes, if it's so.
All right, now, what are we doing today? Today, we're just going to let the voices speak for themselves. So we went to Tema to speak to some people about how they're coping with the situation with power and everything else. We're going to bring you those highlights. We're also going to talk to some people like the Guta, who have a few things to say about the business environment as it pertains to the power crisis, and then a few more things to come up. So yesterday we went to Newtown to talk to the printers, but today we are in Tema. So let's hear some highlights from the Tema. What do you call it from Tema?
Hey.
The Temites.
Temites, okay.
Temafue.
So let's hear from the...
the Temafue.
No. Or the Tematites.
The Tematites. Or yeah, the you know.
Temamites.
Temamites, okay.
The Temites.
Tema. While you look for that, though, there's a message here from Bright, who says that Abelenkwe actually shares boundaries with Alaju.
See, I told you.
The boundary is the real line that crosses the highway after Perez Chapel.
But you came to Accra in 98 and you want to teach me Accra. Nonsense. The time you come Accra, the first time you came to Accra on the skessing, the chick of it. After you say Abelenkwe, the border,
Alaju, then
you
say
you can actually go to
Banga. No, I was in Banga 1998. I was in Precept for one. For 3 weeks, come Accra.
Give some make them.
You want them? The fact that you stayed in those areas for a few years doesn't mean you know Accra better than me.
Bernard.
There's no place within Accra that I don't know better.
Have I done something?
How can you tell me that Abelenkwe is not next to Alaju?
Why are you like that?
The fact that you were a mate in your life, that mate was Accra Kumasi mate. It wasn't a proper mate. So how can you tell me that you know Accra better than me? I know Accra pass you.
Bernard, you ask me a question, bro. Where I give you the answer? Oh, wait, what am I? Bernard.
Jesus.
You have lowered my reputation in the eyes of right thinking men of society. But I'll let it pass.
Ghana's power sector has in recent times dominated the news for obvious reasons. Even more intriguing is the dramatic turn it has taken with the Electricity Company of Ghana, GridCo, and the PURC playing lead roles. On today's edition of the Doomsday series, we are here within the Tema Fishing Harbour Enclave to engage coastal operators on the impact of Doomsday on their businesses.
Have they identified the problem? The authorities? Because we hear conflicting information from the various regulatory bodies. Why won't government get one solid reason for the outages and then resolve it?
Well, amidst this crisis, Victoria Osedo bemoans how much they are compelled to spend on alternative source of electricity.
Until the power outages, we were relying on ECG. So we hardly bought any fuel at all for the generator. Okay. Within this period of power outage, we'll need to buy at least 600 liters of fuel to run for 8 to 9 hours. I hope you are getting me. And that is very expensive. That is very expensive. We cannot put
monetary figure on it because the price keeps changing.
You know what it means for cold storage operators to pay more for alternative power? Well, buyers would have to bear the most brunt.
It is cost. Okay, it is cost. And we must retrieve cost. So in retrieving cost, what do? You apply it to your customers. You apply it to your customers. And that is the issue. And the eventual result will be increase of prices of goods and services. The fish price will go up.
For other businesses, however, not even a generator could save them.
Recently, our fish almost 80 cartons, or getting to 100 cartons, was because over the weekend we were not around and there was light off. And we do not have uninterrupted power supply, so we couldn't come back from where we stayed to this. We couldn't come back to turn on the generator. So when we came back on Monday, most of our fishes had gone back.
Like many citizens, these cold storage operators have intensified calls for a load shedding timetable.
If you know when the power is going to go out, you might decide not to open the cold store on that day, or resort to the generator, buy enough fuel in readiness for the day. But the way it is, you might finish using your fuel and then the following day the light is off.
While the recent intermittent power supply continues to bite even harder, persons who rely heavily on the operations of cold storage would have to risk losing their jobs.
It's been a long time we've been facing this issues about this light out thing, because we the youth, you know, we want the biggest opportunity from government to help us, because at this era no in Yaska at the yard and I see an Egyptian being new say so light out in the back we only a summer almost in coffee and cotton as now resume at the nearest time light in the back. So a high you see a year youth now and you say Egyptian being new and I wish one a year they share into a banister now a high. You know, you see, I know they meet me a catcher by and say, on shen on to soon your mind now. Like, because they're called nearest to election. To know, I'm born on what is a sign that your mind should be tried.
From our homes to workplaces, it is a no brainer that a recent erratic power supply continue to adversely impact all facets of development. Don't we deserve to have our lights kept on? Reporting for City News, Fauzuma Saudu, Tema.
More on this coming up shortly. That was a report from the cold store enclave in Tema. Meanwhile, the Zenibank Fanoform promo is on. Sign up for a free Zenibank MasterCard from now until April 30 at any of our branches and enjoy up to 2 free deliveries each month when you use your card on Glovo from now until October 20. With the Zenibank MasterCard, you conveniently make everyday purchases on a POS device, withdraw funds from ATMs, and pay for goods and services online. Get your free MasterCard Zenith Bank from the nearest Zenith branch or go to zenithbank.com.gh for more information. Terms and conditions apply.
So join the Pepple Experience to explore the future of banking, which comes with the First Atlantic Bank, the digital bank of the year. With their awesome digital banking platforms, the First Atlantic Bank gives you a new digital world experience. Download the First Atlantic Bank mobile app from the Google Play Store or dial *442# for your bank transactions. Also available are the First Atlantic Bank Internet Banking, Corporate Pay, DigiPay, Master and Visa cards for all your banking needs. It is safe, secure and very simple to operate First Atlantic Bank. Refreshingly different.
And continue to save an extra 30,000 CDs when you buy a VW T1 All-Space. Take advantage now. Drive Ghana drives Volkswagen. Hurry while stocks last, terms and conditions apply. Contact VW Ghana on 025-79-56-688.
Now, whether you are an importer, exporter, or involved in any form of international trade, the Bank of Africa is here to provide all the needed support to make your cross-border trade transactions seamless. They provide tailor-made trade finance solutions such as warehouse financing, discounting of receivables, and local and offshore guarantees, and everything in between. Call them on 0302-429-333 or 0302-249-690 or visit any of our branches nationwide and let's do business together. Bank of Africa, as strong as a group, as close as a partner.
So imagine launching your career, starting your own business, or embarking on advanced studies within 6 months of graduation at Eshese University. That's nearly every graduate's reality. From Accra to Nairobi, London to New York, Eshese graduates are noticed and they are leading successful careers. Regardless of what you choose to study, an Eshese education gives you a strong foundation for life. So visit ashesi.edu.gh, ashesi.edu.gh to learn more about Eshese Advantage. Remember, admission is ongoing.
And it's always a good time with Ghana's favorite malt. Malta Guinness, more tasty goodness for you in a new je can. It's the same authentic refreshment enriched with immune-boosting B vitamins. Grab an ice-cold Malta Guinness in our new can and enjoy a world of goodness. Always check for the Made in Ghana logo. Let's go back to Dumso. This time, the Ghana Union Traders Association, Joseph Obing, has been speaking about the effects of the crisis on traders.
You know, the business that we do is so varying. Depends on what particular trader is doing. If you talk about things that are perishable, then of course you know that we have to keep them under cold areas. And then also, those people who deal in other cool stores and other things. And then obviously it is important that we have consistent power or a managed power that we do the timings and all that. And so we are also talking about the... Hello?
I'm listening to you, Doc.
Yeah, so I've said that the business that we do is so varying. And then it depends on what a person is trading in. And aside that, generally, we need a very good ambience to do this trading. We need a comfortable place to do business. That's where our customers also meet us. So you have to get a comfortable place where there's no heat and all that. We need the air conditioning. You need the air, the ceiling fans and all that. Means that you have to incur a lot more cost to provide the generators if even you can afford. If you cannot, then of course it will not provide the correct environment, conducive environment for the trading. So for these reasons, I think we have to fast track on whatever thing that we are doing to make sure that we solve this problem.
What are your people at the ports who deal with the cold stores, or even generally in our markets who deal with the cold store business, what are they saying to you?
Yeah, it's a normal complaint that you'll be hearing, and that you know Dunso is not a comfortable situation for anybody. Even if you are not working and you are staying in the house, sleeping in the heat and all that is not comfortable. And so, and the one thing that is even worrying is that, you know, sometimes you have arranged to do a specific business. You have paid for a casual laborer to come and do a specific job that will require electricity. When they come and they're light off, they will just take their money and go. And so that's why people want some information. If this thing is going to persist, then, of course, the onus lies on the managers of the electricity to find a way to communicate with us so that we can also know how to plan our business. The business is all about planning, and we believe that they have to do that. So unless they have other information that we do not have, they should also let us know why probably they don't want to provide a timing for us, so that we will be able to plan.
So that was Dr. Joseph Obing, Guta President. Now here from the presidential advisor, Dr. Is it Dr. or Mr. Seya Osafo Mafu, speaking about Dumso.
The call generally is to Minister of Energy to publish the rationalization of the power. Nobody can do it except the Minister of Energy. You get my point, because they are seeing the generation and they are looking at the utilization.
So they can write one and say that in this particular area, this is how it should be. In that particular area, that how it should be. But it's something which can be done. Because you are what you have and what you have to use, and then the spread. Because the power has been generated at certain quarters. It has to be distributed throughout the whole country.
A minute to eight. Akwesi Ampofo. AJ. Mr. AAA. Mr. Triple A. Do you understand the song?
Otiti me, like they trouble me, right?
Yeah.
Otiti,
yeah.
My bravo.
No, you are making it sound like Otiti, like he's pinching me. Or tearing. Otiti me.
Otiti me. Babay no Otiti.
Otiti me.
Yeah,
it exasperate you, frustrating you to leave the relationship. Oh, Jojo,
gotta buy a TTI. I'm gonna buy a Doomstone Chant. I'm gonna see Debbie. I'm one cousin. I'm gonna say, I'm gonna buy a CSU. This year, I'm gonna buy a DNA. You mind? Who can say you mean I make a my business? Me boy, they got a mumu fab with Doomstone Chant. You miss CSU. The Omo Titi, it is a catchum. Kumasi Foy,
what's going on?
This is a catchum. They bow by a demonstration because I buy no more. I say, Womu say,
what
dog blemla? Your friend saying, Namu, who saw who knew you are, the idea who said, Namu, I say,
yes, who said, Namu,
I say, yes. And just say catch a buy and say dia omo adia omo ye no ehia
demand for a doom sort timetable in tree
ye per doom sort timetable just say omo really
here in tree
just say omo ye nshishye bi e be ma na ye nim say
ehe
na ye kofie a
kania no bedu
ehe omo bedu ene na e china omo bedu ha na idi asiesie abrabo omo ye de enye kra
into person buying din shishye bi e ba on se ne be a obe hu
exactly
a obe shishye won ni oma fifi a on say o mi dum mi ni oma ana mi jesi so
exactly
okay sa na
omo ye ni de enye kra
yo Ghana de shimamba. I'm going to need this year, Richard, the last guy in Okasano. What's that? Senya, can you do dum 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 no? Mampini, you share? Na, the energy minister. Swafwa, or change them, can you answer me? Womu fa, dumusono, a horse say, and two quemu. Senya Bayer, a mouthful of Pierre, woman say, no, but there's sumu. Two go fiend, I know what of your water, where you're in water.
No, I was there assembly a penny pull my sea bread.
Thank
you. I'm going to be able to one.
You see what PCM has done to you? 8:02 is the time, and it's time for tech and social media trends. Wow. Oh, I'll set up a radio station and get LS to speak and get cheap people to speak LS. It'll be so nice. It'll be so funny.
You know? Like they said, Kotokura no near the crash him. What? That I heard that expression, I was putting it in my mind.
Yeah,
who Kotokura ano
near
the crash him. Anyway, let's proceed.
Take your social media.
Let's see, FBN. And some things happen before others. A before B, B before N, U before others. That's what we offer. Our products and services have been designed just for you. You deserve the finer things in life. That's why FBN Bank is putting you first. FBN Bank, you first. All right, so Nathan.
All right, let's let's get into the trend. So, following last night's Premier League encounter between Arsenal and Chelsea, Richard is still very raw.
He still support Chelsea.
Charlie, last night he was tweeting like crazy.
Look for Pando Heart of Lion support to live a long life.
It's something told me that you just
yeah, and then you did not. But say, this one there could be.
Charlie, let's ball the party.
Collect five.
Straight. Ben White, Ben White is going anyway. So names like Martinelli, Caicedo, Nicholas Jackson, Thomas Partey, all in the trends for playing their various roles. Staying with the football, Fatawu Sahaku is also trending. Last night was a good night for him. He scored 3 goals and set up 1 as Leicester City beat Southampton by 5 goals.
He's really doing well.
Yeah, he's done really well. Hat trick. They are 1 win away from securing, you know, a place back in the Premier League.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, they also need, I think, 1 more result to go their way.
They will win that thing.
You know, so I think they are on their way
back.
Other things that are trending, King Promise is trending. Yesterday, pictures and videos emerged of King Promise and some musicians in their kente. And it looked like it was a marriage ceremony. But insiders say that it was a music video that was being filmed. Oh, so that's what's happening there. No, National Chief Imam is also trending. Yesterday was his birthday.
Oh,
he turned 105.
Happy
and
birthday.
So people were celebrating the Chief Imam. Mm. And of course, Bernard, justice for Nina is still trending.
So why is it trending?
There's a video making the rounds of some little children playing
the red blue stuff.
Yes, games. So, and apparently Nina was the last one standing. But somehow they didn't declare Nina winner. So people are upset.
So what happened was when Nina was in blue, she was asked to jump to, she was in yellow, she was asked to jump to blue, whichever way. But the space between blue and red was just too much for her tiny feet. And then the older person got it.
That, yeah.
So that's why they are doing justice. It's just a really cute video there.
She needs to win. Anyway, to some tech news and Apple and you know, I don't know how many of us here own a Huawei. Well, if you do not, Huawei is making waves because they are on the verge of overtaking Apple, right? In the world's largest smartphone market. This is China. Now, the Shenzhen-based conglomerate, which has been a flashpoint in the escalating rivalry between Washington and Beijing, saw a 70% year-on-year growth in its smartphone sales in China in the first quarter, while Apple sales declined by more than 19%. Okay, now Ivan Lam, who's senior research analyst at Counterpoint, is saying, quote, Apple sales were subdued during the quarter as Huawei's comeback has directly impacted Apple in the premium segment. So it looks like it's really, really not going well for Apple. Now, Huawei's popular Mate 60 Pro smartphone made headlines when the U.S. government sought more information about the model, which included a sophisticated processor. So in China, in that, you can call it that battleground, Huawei is beginning to get the upper hand while Apple is struggling big time in sales.
This is the City Breakfast Show. The city's biggest conversation. The City Breakfast Show. Rise above the noise. This is the City Breakfast Show. The city's biggest conversation.
Unleashing the power of relevant radio. This is City 97.3.
Guinea, ice. Huh.
boba move madel street aje na for the kale yama yabole ti glodwe military ko ka mo am plane haja ti mananga contact letter do haja mila ko mala do haja yeah forget your wahala na mu abagala na duwe na jalaga awo do ki obenye paliga haja do ski monova vale fariga sande makava makla 5 them a hot river oba zigi di jojon le sort city afia kachi to honji manem da apology makodeji chikodeji aba matakli obeleke atende amenye sunday one day haja timana na contact letter
12 minutes past 8. Yes, our man from the coast.
Yeah, Kini Eyes.
Kini Eyes.
Yeah, man.
Yes, please.
Yeah. This one is going out to you, Bill Gotson.
Okay. Yes,
your senior.
Yeah, my senior.
Your protector.
Big man. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Bernard, just as the song says, every other time there are about 259 stories that are born every day, every minute, in fact. So 259 unique stories that matter, including yours, and every experience you have helps to shape your stories into exciting adventures. Your story can shape the world, and it is powerful. Whether you're an individual, a family, or a business, no story is too big or too small. We're inspired by them all, and your story has just begun. We invite you to write yours with us. Your story matters, Absa Bank. And every time we eat food sugars, every time we eat food and sugars are trapped between our teeth, leading to tooth decay, gum disease, and in some cases foul breath. Brushing your teeth every morning and night with Pepsodent Cavity Fighter gives your teeth the protection they need, leaving you with 10 times stronger teeth. Pepsodent Cavity Fighter is fortified with pro fluoride and micro calcium ingredients, sealing tiny and invisible holes in your teeth. We have several packages for the family based on your capacity, so do brush your teeth every twice a day. Pepsodent has been educating Ghanaians on how to brush their teeth for 25 years. We are recommended by the Ghana Dental Association. We give you the opportunity to talk to a dentist toll free, so call 0800-161-000, and then you can call our customer center toll free on 0800-200-030. Pepsodent, every smile matters.
All right, if you're a young Ghanaian looking for stable, fulfilling employment, the Ghana Growth Program is for you. It's brought to you by the MasterCard Foundation, collaboration with Springboard Roadshow Foundation and Limehouse. Ghana Grows ignites hope and guides you towards career opportunities in agriculture, agribusiness. Jumaro Chrome, embrace agri and TVET careers with Ghana Grows. For more information, call 0308-255-775.
Don't forget, Standard Water has over a quarter of a century's experience in providing quality and refreshing water to quench your thirst. We are a refreshing water brand available all over Ghana. We do sachet, bottled, dispenser mounted jar, and customized water for your parties and other social occasions. Call us on 0202-055703 or 0547334385. Alright, so lots of comments on different matters.
Yep.
Now, I don't know if yesterday you followed up on the water story, because there were quite a number of people who said they didn't have water. You need to give me some updates on that. Before that, read some comments for me.
Before that, Ben, I think one day tree show would be nice. Good morning, city team. Please, is it not possible for a class action suit against the ECG for the losses incurred? Yep. You didn't add your name. Bernard Kwehe is actually part of Circle, from Alajo to Circle.
No, Kwehe is not part of Circle.
The right side just before the Vodafone head office. There is even a Methodist church there called Kwehe Society. Abraham Neokine
sent that. It starts all the way from Newtown. It's a Kwehe. Place where the water meets Kwehe. Where water,
okay.
It's a meeting place.
Kwehe.
Kwehe. Okay. Kwehe, a place, a meeting point. Alright, now, beyond electricity, there's also a water challenge facing many parts of Accra. There we got comments from all over asking about water. We're trying to get the Ghana Water Company to respond, but if you're having water challenges, send us a message so we can plot the graph as we did yesterday and the day before on electricity. And let's know how long you've not had water. So some of these things, is good to get the area coverage well, because a lot of times when we call the Ghana Water Company, they will say it's very likely to be a local fault. All right. So what we need to know is, so if you haven't had water for at least a month, then it's beyond a water rationing, because typically in the rationing, you would have water at least once a week.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't had water since March, it's not a rationing. Let us know which specific areas you are talking about. Send us a WhatsApp message, 054-998-6996, or send us a voice note.
In the meantime, though, Bernard, you know the ECG folks in the Ashanti region,
mm-hmm.
And of course, it's taking a national outlook now, mm-hmm. because the mother union of the ECG folks, they say they are supporting what's happening. And I want to throw my weight fully behind
mm-hmm.
What they're doing. And you remember that last week, we raised serious concerns here regarding
mm-hmm.
the obvious misconduct of the minister for the Ashanti region
mm-hmm.
when he reportedly ordered the arrest of a local manager of ECG in the Ashanti region, apparently because of an outage in a part of the Ashanti. I think it was in respect of a particular school.
Mm-hmm.
It must have been the Kumasi Technical, one of those schools, yes. And they took out power because for some reason they owe ECG some 1. Something million Ghana cedis.
Mm-hmm.
The minister reportedly caused the arrest of the manager in question.
Mm-hmm.
And that was because, according to reports, and if the reports are to be believed, he had told the manager to reconnect the school, and he mm-hmm. said that, well, it had nothing to do with him.
Mm-hmm.
The folks who came in to do the disconnection came in from Accra.
Yeah.
As we speak, Bernard, we've not seen any directive from the presidency to the minister to render an apology or to remove him from office or to actually reprimand him publicly for what he did.
Mm-hmm.
The ECG people are complaining about that conduct because they say that it discourages them from going out to do what is in the interest of ECG and, by extension, the good people of this country.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sad that thus far we have not seen any movement on that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It as if, you know, the government itself doesn't care about its reputation.
Mm-hmm.
It's as if the presidency doesn't care about what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's as if the minister himself has not recognized it fully as to come out to say, oh, this one, I think I went in excess of authority.
So are the ECG staff across the country threatened? They already have enough problems.
I think
they said they will not engage.
Yeah, they said they won't attend
in the Ashanti region
the meetings.
Rexec meetings.
Exactly. Mm. That's one. And that by close of day or so, I think it's today that they're saying that by mm-hmm. close of day, if they do not get an apology, then they will escalate the situation.
Hey, we beg you.
You see...
Or you support.
Why not, Bernard? Mm. Why not? Because the least we deserve is an apology,
mm-hmm.
right? That, oh, this one, I got it wrong. It was not like the guy was doing anything as to sabotage the nation.
Mm-hmm.
They say you owe electricity bill. You either go and renegotiate the terms or you pay up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't pay up or you don't go back to renegotiate, mm-hmm. you have no basis for arresting someone for doing his job.
I 100%
agree. So I think that, look, the chief of staff was in the Ashanti region yesterday or a couple of days ago.
Called the minister to order.
Yes. I believe, yes, he went there to meet the Otunfo. I was hoping that she would have used the opportunity as the class prefect to say that, Mr. Minister, no, you acted in excess of what is, you know, jurisdictionally allowable.
Mm-hmm.
So please, do something about it.
Mm.
It should not take anything away from you to say that, ECG people, I'm sorry, I've not sent the
right signal. You know, Labour is already agitated, so mm-hmm. the least chance you give, it will lead to other problems.
Yeah,
so this is a very, very preventable situation. But what I want to do, beyond what you've said, is to ask for comments about the water situation as well. So what I want to know is... If you haven't had water for more than a month, you can even call me, right? I want the ECG, the water company, to hear this. I'm saying this because, you know, usually when I call the water company on a water problem, they usually would give me a local solution. So if somebody says I didn't have water in Tema Community 6, they will give the Tema area manager to say it's a local fault. But the comments we started getting from yesterday suggested that there's a more protracted
water problem.
And I want evidence of that. I want to know how widespread it is. So let me know. Give me the name of the area and how long you've not had water. And also, if it ties into the power situation or if it's a separate matter. All right. And of course, the timing of the water shortage would help us to know.
You remember a few weeks ago, we asked a similar question, and we had a lot of very good feedback from our listeners.
Yes,
several places. I think some
this
people
more than a month ago.
Yes, yeah. Kaswa, they said Kakraba, wherever, Fete, wherever.
Mm.
And some people were saying that 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, some people a year or more.
Mm.
So I think it's a good question. I'm sure we'll have more feedback.
Yes,
but
yes.
I you touched on something. I think that in all of this, of course, there could be production issues. Let's not forget that Galamsey has hampered the activities of Ghana Water Company for a while. Some places have been shut down. There's that. But a part of me thinks, or I have the hunch, that water supply is affected somehow by the erratic power supply. Because, of course, the machines will work based on electricity. So if the electricity is not running well, or it's not being supplied as well as it should, it should clearly affect water supply. But you asked, Richard, you asked a question yesterday, Bernard, you asked the same thing, that how is it that water production facilities are not ring fenced or are not insulated from power challenges, because we know they do function on electricity? And I believe that's a good question.
We don't actually know if the light goes off. We need to check. I'm not sure.
We'll have to find out. But I that's just a hunch I have. But
let's read some of the comments. So if you've not had water for more than a month, let us know. I'll put a call through to the water company to respond to these comments, because yesterday they started coming in. And Kale, I hope you have the list from yesterday.
Yes, Bernard, there is Lakeside, there is Peaceby, Buduata, Dowenya, Dom, Amasaman, Soutum, Agbogbas.
Where is Peaceby?
Bernard, interestingly, Lakeside doesn't have water.
Let's take our time. So you got one person from Lakeside.
Yes, there was
so
one.
We need to know if it's the whole
Lakeside
of Lakeside or just one person from Lakeside, right? So we need to be clear where the area is. It could be a locality, it could be a whole community, it could be a whole town. So. Let's not. That's why I need people to send me messages.
Someone sent a message to say Lakeside, she doesn't have water.
That's one person.
And then PSB.
In where?
Buduata area.
No, PSB.
Is it the Lakeside side
the
Buduata
side? The PSB is. The person said the place was near.
Where is this?
Dowenya
or something?
Yes.
Dowenya.
Dowenya.
Yeah, I missed it. Yeah. So Dowenya should have come before Buduata. Okay, then there is Buduata.
That's Kaswa.
Yes, that's Kaswa. Now, the Buduata one has been in the last 2 months. According to Dr. Danny Mensah, who I met yesterday, I had an engagement with. He has a property there, and he says that Dumso is affecting them with the water thing, but also the construction of the Kaswa Niba Road. You know, they are dualizing that stretch.
Okay.
And so, in doing so, what he says is that though the contractors are moving...
So, this is Buduata.
Yeah, yes. Buduata. Right. So though the contractors are moving at a very fast pace, what they didn't do was to relocate the utility lines. So
don't forget
pipelines are best. Yes.
So electricity this is what lines, I want you to do.
Yeah.
Mention the place.
Right.
Be more specific. Okay. So if you say Lakeside, is it Lakeside Community 8?
Okay.
Lakeside Community 1 or Lakeside Community whatever.
Okay.
If it's Dowenya, is it
details
B or
and how long has it been?
If it's Teshinungwa, is it the estates or is it Teshimami? If it's Labadi, is it Wireless or is it Panwine Junction or Apapa? You get it? So you need to give us the locality,
details.
Right? Yeah. Which will let me know. If it's Kotobabi, is it Abavana down?
Kotobabi down.
Or if it's, you know, if it's Lapazi free pipe.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine?
Free pipe is different from
pipe them at all.
No,
why?
Free pipe is in Abeka.
Yeah, free pipe is Abeka.
And if it's Odoko, is it official town?
Yes. Or Odoko Market.
Market.
Yes. I know you know. As for Odoko, you know better than me.
Terrazzo Road.
Because as for Sky, he lived in official town. So you can call me 0302-230075. 0302-224959. 0302-226171. We want to deal with water today. Water is the focus for today. 0302-230075-224959-226171. So you know Odoko better than me. Because you live there. You also know you live in Romary small. You live in Domi too small.
Yeah.
You live in places
We've come a long way. People don't know that.
It's funny. My whole life has been in
Madina.
Oh,
as in, so I was at Madina and then I moved to Madina Old Road, moved to Madina New Road.
Okay.
Then I moved to Adenta.
Okay.
Then I moved to Butchwe. So my whole life has been lived.
It's a four square.
Yeah. So Madina Firestone to Madina Oak New Road. From Madina New Road to Adenta. I used to live at a place between May Construction and SDA.
Okay.
And then I moved to Maijo, actually Butchwe.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So me, I've lived, but you've moved.
Yeah, I've moved. I mean, came first to Ashaiman. and okay. then Odoko official town.
Uh-huh.
Then I moved to Kwashiman.
Oh, you did a bit of Kwashiman?
Yeah, I did Kwashiman.
Where they do the car repairs?
No, that's dark.
No, the Kwashiman, there's some car.
Well, yeah, but it's just a mechanic shop.
Yeah. But yeah, Dakuma is the Kukumpi side.
Yeah, and then I moved from Kwashiman. I came to Kata Junction. So, you know, Kata.
I did Kata a bit on the La Paz Road.
Yeah.
When you were money food.
No. I had left my
phone. Why was that city?
As you were Kata?
Yeah, Kata.
Oh, we were tracking the geolocation.
But then from Kata, where did you went to? You came to Roman region.
Yeah, so from Kata, I came to Roman.
When the guy came to steal your thing.
Yeah, then Uku Van Der Poel came threatened to demolish our building.
Ah, that
because,
area.
Yeah, because at the time the lady had built by the rail line and then main gutter there.
Oh, so your landlady didn't do the right thing. Let me take comfort from the I'll come back to your geography. Comfort. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling. Which part of Adenta? How long have you not had water?
Adenta Dodowa Road, not too far from the Adenta barrier. You know, there is a little bank on the road at the Union Plaza.
And how long have you had no water?
It's over a month now. It's almost 2 months now. No water.
As in, it flows intermittently or doesn't come at all?
It doesn't come at all. We don't have water at all.
And this is the whole area, not you alone?
Not me alone, no.
So, Caleb, thank you, Comfort. So, Adenta, if you are from the police station, you make the right. If you do left, you are going to Oyarifa. But the right is the Dodowa one.
Yeah.
And she says near the Fidelity Bank. So, it's not far from Action Chapel, that Adenta area. Okay. So, it's behind the estate. So, after Adenta, I know.
Call the Rowie.
The route to Rowie. Charlie, you are not bad. Let me take.
I'm going too far.
He has the whole city.
Nana,
the back of the
tell you. No, everybody here has a place he knows better. Nathan Riscos, Chapa. Yes. Nana from
Tema. I grew up a question one.
Nana from Tema. Good morning.
Hi, Aloski. Good morning. How are you doing?
Nana, thank you. Please lower the volume on your radio set. Which part of Tema and what? How long has it been?
That's Committee 25. From 2022, we started having water challenges. But in the past 1.5 years, it's been bad. There's no water running. And so you always, on a daily basis, you would count not less than 20 water tankers driving in and out of Committee 25, supplying houses with water. And to add salt to injury, just last week, Ghana Water brought letters around, to the houses, telling us that, yes, there's a challenge. However, they've now got some water. If you are interested in accessing that water, you need to pay 2,000 cedis so that they provide you with bigger pipes to your house. So if you didn't pay that 2,000, you're not going to get the water. So that is how bad it is in 25. I mean, like, we are buying water on, like, in a week, you're buying water 500 cedis every week. So in a month, you're buying 2,000 cedis worth of water. And it's crazy, Aloski. It's crazy.
This is the whole of 25?
At least. I live at 25 years, so 25 going to Death Trackle.
Thank you. And the traffic too is not good. So you have two troubles, one God. Traffic and then water. Thank you, Nana, for calling. We're taking calls on water. 0302-230075-224959-22617. We're also knowing who knows Accra more. You know. Fee is calling for Amasaman. Fee, good morning. Thanks for calling.
It is not Fee.
Sorry. Yes,
good
sir.
Good morning to you, which is kind. Good morning to you. Can you not notice their voice? Hello. Happy New Year to all of you over there.
Yeah. Oh, Charlie, it's been a long time.
Yes, it's been a while. Yeah. Which is kind.
Yes.
And then, Kwaku Abli.
Yes, sir.
Being the solid job for Ghana's interest. I do salute.
All right, Charlie. So, which part of the Amasaman are you calling from?
Amasaman from Fise. Chipontele, then Electoral Commission area, Satellite, what's the name of this place too?
Is it Kuntumse?
Kuntumse and all those places, my brother. So that you are you getting the voice now, my brother? This Papa Bisu on the line.
Oh, Papa Bisu, you've re-emerged from the cold. Wow. So, wow, it's good to hear from you. Where have you been? Papa Bisu.
Papa Bisu, we thought that you Japao.
We thought you leave the town. Papa, you dead the system inside.
I dead the system
inside. Oh, Papa Bisu, you don't try. You dead this guy now with the hustle like this. You know, call and say, oh, I lost Charlie. I feel your pain. You just be hype.
I'll come over. Oh, I'll come and present you there. That's because, all right,
Papa Bisu said, if you like in Dr. Go University or something, be sometimes. Oh, Papa Bisu.
That's why Bisu is his kind friend.
Papa T.
Yeah. So you stay in that Amasama area now?
Well, I have family members living there.
So. And they haven't had water for how long?
Charlie, seriously, for over 1.5 months now. The tap is just not flowing. Too bad, my brother. And you know, it's so sad. But let me just end it this way so others too can.
We have missed you. But they're calling to radio. Is it that you don't listen to us? You don't call again. Why? We don't hear from you again. Oh, what baby Biafra? She said, what Bregana?
Now, let me explain something to you. See, your network is so wide. You have a large audience. So there's a need for us to develop other ones to come to your level. Or let's say, so that Ghanaians will feel what is actually happening in the country. The system is really, really far from electricity. Then what do you call it? Water. When you go to the market, even moko pepper.
Moko shito.
To cook your stew and things like that. You can't even get it. One, two, three, five.
I've missed you too much, Papa Bisu. You have to come and let's talk, Charlie.
I'll come over, my brother.
Papa
Bisu. I'll come over.
Hey, Charlie, champion. Charlie.
Big one, Charlie.
Hey, Charlie. This guy, yeah. I was wondering, where is it?
Yeah,
when I started this work, it was text messages and phone calls,
exactly. And then your man, I don't know where I think he's moved.
Who is the
defender of the Mofrek Grassy?
Alaji.
No, but there was another guy,
Alaji Bauer,
yes, Alaji Bauer from
but there's another guy with a deep voice. Okay. He had a Muslim name, Muhammad or something.
Muhammad, yes, there's Muhammad, and there's one from Udududu, Carlos from Udududu.
Carlos,
yes.
Where is Carlos?
I have no idea.
Charlie, you call us and let's talk about what time. But Papa Bisu is good to hear.
He's a solid guy.
Oh, he always had good points.
Oh, yeah. I don't know whether he's still driving a taxi.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh. How is you and your first lady?
Oh, Charlie. Yeah.
The friend of democracy.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing democracy to our doorsteps.
Yeah, he was a decent guy.
Yeah, Charlie. God bless him.
Samuel is coming from Tuba. So, okay, Nathan, where is Tuba?
Tuba.
Samuel, good morning.
Good morning, Bernard.
Which part of Tuba are you calling from, and what is the
Bernard,
water situation?
I'm at Tuba, Jobi Estate, but it seems the water problem covers the whole of Tuba. Since last year, November, we've not been having water, and we have been resorting to buying from the tanker at least 250 every 2 weeks. In fact, the situation is very worrying.
So the 250 is per what size of tank?
It's per the 500 liters. So if you have a bigger polytank, fine, but if your polytank is below 500 liters, when they come and decide, they will take the rest away. And in fact, you see, the weather dump is just closer to us. And for about 2 weeks, and the tanker drivers know the situation. They are saying that as for the water situation, there is not going to be solved anytime soon. So if they come and you mention, oh, next week, they will open the pipe, they will start laughing. That no, it's not going to be solved anytime soon.
Thank you for your call. So this is the whole of Tuba, 0302-230075-22495. Now, what I'm trying to do with this is, I'm trying to see if there's any logic to the lack of water, whether there are any specific areas, because so far, it's the outskirts I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Amasaman is outskirts, even from yesterday as well. Yeah. 25 is outskirts. Somebody called from Punkataman, so it's outskirts. Yeah. Now you have Tuba, which is also outskirts. Tuba. I haven't heard anybody call from Usu or Labadi or Teshinungwa or Adabraka yet. So far, it seems like those who are outside. So let's take a few more. 0302-224959. 230075. By the way, if you stand in Accra and eastern is Tema, western is Kasua, and northern is Madina, which part of Accra is most densely populated?
That's a very difficult
densely question. Populated.
So is it the western part, the eastern part, or the northern part? Because in Accra, Adabraka is south.
It's difficult to tell because, you know, if you take the eastern part, you are heading in the direction of Ashaiman.
Ashaiman, Tema.
Yes.
Spintex.
And Ashaiman and the new, which used to be peri-urban in nature, but now everything is happening there. Now, if you go to the western part, you are talking about this Kwashiman in towards Weja to Kaswa. You know.
Huge.
It's
I will tell you that it's the western part because I was looking at the population data.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, yeah, the biggest parts of Accra, yeah, Malaysia, Manfro, and Yalso Tum.
Oh, I'll believe that. All that end.
Gawest is massive. If you take Gawest, I was studying this. Gawest is now, so I feel like constituents like Anyaso, Tum, Weja, Malaysia, Manfro, their voter populations have become very big. Yes, Ashaman is huge.
No, but I get you.
Bonkatamanso has also increased massively. Yeah. Bonkatamanso, which is now behind Tema Ashaiman, getting into even parts of Adenta,
become massively populated. So, but if you look at this Gawest area, now it stretches all the way to Kaswa.
Charlie.
Which is geographically central region anyway.
No,
it's politically central region, but geographically...
Gansau.
The Kaswa is
Odupongpehe. Nice one.
Odupongpehe in Gan. It's not Fanti. Mm-hmm. That's Kaswa.
So Gansau is also highly populated. Let me read some messages. But if you want to talk to us about water, call us on 0302-226171. 224959, so we can put their points across to the authorities. And Gansouth, Gawest areas massively populated now. Some of the water issues have to do with new connections. If you can read more comments for us, Caleb.
Good morning, Bernard and team. I live at Israel around Pentecost University. This is our Dumso plant. Okay, this is Dumso one. Mm-hmm. We sleep in darkness every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. Saturday, it goes off during the day. We also have water issues. It flows once every 2 weeks, and the water is dirty and smelly. Mm-hmm. We are suffering. Christian from Israel, near Pentecost University. Good morning, Bernard. I am Adjoa from Kwabena. Taps flow once a week on Fridays. For the last 2 weeks, it hasn't flowed. The Ghana Water officials claim that the lack of constant electricity supply has impacted the ability to pump the water. It would be good to get some answers on this.
So this is just 2 weeks. Let me go to Lakeside. Let me take a call from Enyonam in Lakeside. Enyonam, good morning.
Hello.
Enyo, good morning.
Good morning.
Which part of Lakeside is this?
I'm calling from Lakeside Estate. I'm in Community 1 in Lakeside.
All right.
And I think I can say for a fact that Lakeside has not had water since January. I'm not even exaggerating. It's so difficult because I have two kids. I have a one-year-old. I have a four-year-old. And you know when you have kids, you have to use a lot of water. We are always buying water. We've been buying water for the past 4 months.
How much is one tank of water?
So we have a smaller tank, two of that, and usually when they bring one, they used to charge 80, it went to 100, now it's 120.
Wow, and since January, no water at Lakeside Community 1?
No water, because the reason why I know this for a fact is we fixed two pumps. One that is supposed to pump water from Ghana Water to the tank, and then one that's supposed to pump water from the tank to the house. The tank that we fixed for Ghana Water is useless, it's not doing anything because there's no water coming. And there's one tap in the house when you immediately you drive in that allows you to know if Ghana Water is flowing. That tap is always dry. That's when you know that water is not flowing from Ghana Water because that one is directly connected to the pipe.
Thank you, Enyonam, for calling. This is Lakeside. Caleb, take note of that. We're taking calls on water situation. Community 1. Lakeside, they've named the Community 1, Community 8, and that kind of thing. So it's easy to know. Let me take Ransford from Tema Community 25. I guess this is Towenya's side. Ransford, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Bernard. How are you guys?
I'm very well, thank you.
The Community 25, near where Kufu Affordable Housing, that's PS Global, Gate 1 and 2. I came here last September, and the woman called earlier said, Death Traco area, 25. I actually have the big pipes, because they said you, with a big pipe, you get the water. So I already have a big pipe, and the connection cost my wife and I almost 6,800 Ghana cedis before we were connected to the national grid. And up to now, and we're able to fill our tank for 2 weeks. And after that, because we were told the water is being rationed every 2 weeks. But since then, from September to now, we've been buying water, 550 Ghana every 2 weeks. And I only live with my wife and my two kids.
550 every 2 weeks?
550 Ghana, yes, every 2 weeks.
And you pay to connect the pipe and still the water doesn't come?
Yes.
Wow. Thanks for calling. That was a call from Committee 25. So, Kale, Committee 25 is a clear case now. Let's go to Oyibi and take a call from Courage. This is 0302-224959, 0302-226013, and 0302-230075. Good morning to Courage.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm calling from Mensaba.
Mensaba? In Oyibi?
Yeah.
Where is Mensaba?
Around Oyibi.
I know, but which part? Is it near Apple? Is it near, what do you call it?
No, near Dodowa.
Dodowa, so after, not Adamrobe side, Dodowa side.
Yeah.
And how long have you not had water?
Well, I believe we have water back from Monday to Thursday. The water will not be flowing Friday to Sunday before we have access to water.
So take it like that.
If you open the water is not clean, you will be seeing some black particles inside the water. Our closet to the water damage our closet.
The water has damaged your closet?
Yes, our water closet.
How did it damage the water closet?
The time we bought the water closet is white, but now the closet became brown.
And you're sure it's the water that made it brown?
Exactly.
So it's the water that made it brown. The quality of the water is bad.
Yes, yes.
So it flows from Friday and the weekends.
Yes.
Is the pressure good enough for you to store water?
No. The pressure
is low.
Yeah.
And this is not just your house, it's the whole area.
Yes. Those who have the water from Akosombo, they have water every day.
If you are driving to Dodowa, is your area on the left of the road or the right of the road?
Oh, when you are coming from Dodowa side, we are on the right side.
So when you are coming from Dodowa, you're on the right side, okay.
Yes, yes.
And those opposites have water from Akosombo, but you have water from a different place.
Yes, we have community water.
Community water, okay. Thank you for your call. So he's saying the current is low and it's Thursdays. Fridays and weekends, yeah. So his problem is 50-50. All right.
Concern about the poor quality of water. It's a serious one because, I mean, I should be able to drink tap water without treating it. But it seems that in this country, it's a very risky thing.
Can you repeat what you said?
No, ideally, I should be able to fetch tap water and just drink it without any problem.
I like that ideally.
Uh-huh. But in Ghana, for some reason...
Hey.
Bro, you want to drink tap water?
Tap water where?
Well, you want to meet your savior quickly.
In which country? 2024.
Tap water? Even in the Amoka, they don't drink tap water.
No, I mean in the UK, people...
Oh, how?
Oh, no, seriously.
Which part of UK is drinking tap water?
Me, when I was there, I never drank tap water.
No, I was taking tap water. If you even walk to, like, you even go to a public place, you ask them water, they will fetch... You know, tap water for you.
And you drink it?
Yes, it wasn't...
Not my part of the UK.
That's it, some way. I mean,
so me, I never drank tap water in UK.
No. But the point, the point you're making is that...
Tap water should be drinkable.
It should be drinkable.
It's potable.
Yes.
That's technically, if there's no pure water in those things, you can drink tap water and not die. Yeah. But not if I can help it.
But Bernard, there's a dangerous phenomenon that we also need to look at. The water tanker services...
Who regulates it? Because you notice the price differences.
Yeah.
500, I'll come to the pricing, but even the quality of water. Yeah. How they store the water.
Where they get it from.
Where they get it from.
How the people even dress. Do they bath?
Yes. And look, a lot of the water tanker services, people who are using it will tell you the kind of reactions they get when they use the same water to have their bath.
Hey, hold on with that point. Let me take Ampua from Weda. I want that point to continue. Ampua, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, thanks for your call. Which part of Weja?
Weja, DVLA Top. New Weja.
DVLA Top, New Weja.
Yes.
How long have you not had water?
For about since February 14th.
Since Valentine's Day?
Pardon me?
Since February 14th.
Yeah.
And what are they saying? Have you called a water company? What are they telling you?
What is bothering me right now is that we don't have water consistent. But always they've been bringing us water bill. Hey. So I went there last week. They came to disconnect my tap. While they are not giving us water, how do you come and disconnect it? I went to pay up to now, that is last Friday, up to now, no water.
Is it only you or the whole area?
The whole area.
Before February 14, were you getting water?
No.
Ah, you are not getting water even before February 14?
Since 2020. The water has not been coming here consistently.
But now they stop crying.
It comes maybe once in a month. But since February, we don't have water.
Thank you for calling. So you get the point. So wager top DVLA.
Yes.
Since February 14, no water at all. Yeah. Before that, it was, and then it was, there's an issue of bill coming in when there's no water as well.
How did they even name that place?
You were saying top? Something. You were saying that some people bath the water they buy from the poly tank.
And they get reactions.
And they start getting reactions.
Yeah. Are these tankers
but
using?
Where did they get the water from?
That's the question. That ideally, you go to.
Bernard, when you see some of them, how they fetch the water into the tank, you will not buy this water tank.
Is it too much to say that the Ghana Water Company should regulate water tankers? Would it be too much to ask?
I think
whether they have the resources to do that, because you see, we are suffering from a reckless nature of spatial planning. We were always going to get to this point where development infrastructure gets to locations before utilities follow.
So you build your house.
You build your house. Land, first of all, you go and create a community anywhere you want. Build your house, and then later go and look for electricity.
First of all, they will sell you a piece of land somewhere.
Name it Simon's Coffer.
Yeah. I mean, this thing has been happening for the last 20, 30 years.
Spatial planning that's at the bottom of all.
That's the major failure. It is the major failure.
But I want you to deal with the issue of, fine, we have a spatial planning problem. If you check the Ghana Demographic Health Survey, maybe 40% of people in Accra depend on water from tanks. Should that space not be regulated by an entity that would say quality control? Before you can sell water for somebody to use in their house, there must be some stamp on your car once a year that will renew.
That idea
to prove that
the authority
you get
it. Should
there has
consent.
To be something. I don't know whether
FDA's
who can do that.
Well, between FDA and Ghana Health Service, they should be concerned.
But I don't think Ghana Water Company.
Not a regulator.
No, you see, we are trying to solve our problem. We are not talking about. We are talking about. If you look at the way it is structured, doesn't Ghana Water Company have a better overview of the situation?
Well, they may be the biggest player in that sense. But who should check the quality of the water? I think.
Or PRC?
I think Ghana Water itself has to be checked.
By PRC.
No, by
standards. Or should we now do FDA, Ghana? Should we create Ghana Water Regulatory Authority?
No,
GRWA.
GWCL is a utility service provider.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it cannot be regulating itself. The space. Of course, some of its functions are fully regulated by the PURC because they are the statutory regulator in the space.
Okay.
But because of the safety and standards issues, that will come within the ambit of the,
right. Let's the food and... Fred, let's take Stanley Mate to do
standards
a few
authority,
things.
Yeah.
Stanley Mate, good morning. Thanks for joining us. He's the Chief Manager for Public Reason Ghana Water Company. Mr. Mate, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Bernard, and good morning to all the panelists.
We haven't spoken this year, so happy new year.
Same to you, but you dogged me. So.
No. You're a big man now, so this time I deal with your small boys.
Talking to my MD, me and my MD is a big.
Charlie, so we've been tracking this since yesterday. We are hearing a lot from communities, which is Peri Eban Accra. So we've heard from Community 25, OEB, Wager, Lakeside Community 1, Tuba, and then Amasaman, Sapeman area. So almost all the calls are coming from people who live not within the center of Accra. And most of them are saying they've not had water either from November last year or from February this year. So that's the information I have from the phone calls from yesterday and today. Is this strange to you? Is this something you can help make sense out for me?
Bernard, thank you very much. And first of all, I'd want to apologize to most of our consumers who are facing some of these challenges. But Bernard, like you know, we've always been talking about our situation and then the solution to it. And that is why we see the water demand management, or what we are all calling the rationing program within the system. As much as possible, we try to manage the rationing program effectively so that everybody can have some water through the week. And then if you're able to store and you get, let's say, you know, averagely in Accra, everybody gets water like 4 days averagely. So if you're able to get like water 3 days in a week and you store, it should be able to take you for the next few days until water flows again. And if you're all managing it effectively, I think we didn't have that challenge. Bernard, I must say that I'm also facing the same challenge. So I have a tank. And at least my tank is able to take me it's about 2 to 3 weeks storage. So when water is not flowing, I resort to my tank and I don't really feel it. And that is why we keep encouraging everybody that under the circumstances, let us all cultivate that habit of storing water. So that in the event where water is not flowing, we resort to our storage. And that would be cool with us.
Good. So that's an opening. That's an opening remark. Good.
Yes. So yes, I have been monitoring the program since yesterday and this morning as well. And you realize that about 80% of your of the callers were kind of inconsistent, but. And I appreciate the problem because everybody needs water. And if they're not getting the water regularly, like 24/7, like the way everybody expects, they will be saying those things. But we also have some challenges. Normally, I don't like to talk about challenges. I like to talk about what we are doing to solve them. And if people should adhere to what we say, then definitely the challenge will not be that enormous. And it will not have that serious impact on us. So that we all can survive the system. Now, in Accra, we have a very huge gap between demand and supply. Okay, so the only way to bridge that gap is to share the water equitably so that everybody can have access to the water, which means that by virtue of where you live, you could get water 24/7 or 6 days in a week or 5 days in a week or even once in a week. But if you are storing, then definitely you should be able to survive it when the water is not flowing. Okay, so that is one. And I've told you the solution to that one. Now, we because of the pollution of our water body, okay, it's affecting us seriously. I had people call from Pokua, say, Amasaman and Sawam and all that. For instance, the water in Sawam is so polluted that our pumps are forced to abstract materials that are not liquid, and definitely it affects the pumps. So at the moment, all our pumps in our one treatment plant is broken down. As I speak to you, I'm on my way with our deputy managing director of operations to Instawarm because we've been able to procure new pumps and we are installing, and we want to put pressure on the contractor so that they should fix the pumps as early as possible so people can have access to water. So pollution of our water bodies is affecting us throughout the country because all the water bodies currently are seriously polluted. And if you do not have if the water is not liquid, but it's made up of sand and stone particles and plastics and all that, definitely it affects our patients or it affects the pumps. And these pumps are very expensive. They're not on the shelves. We need to import them into the system. So it takes a while. Most of them are custom made. So it's supposed to have a lifespan of about 30 years. So if after 5 years pumps are broken down, then you can imagine the enormity of the challenge that we are faced with. Okay, then Sawam treatment plant is a new treatment plant. It's less than 10 years old. Okay, and all the pumps are broken down. So you can imagine such a human in Cape Coast, in the central region, in the space of 3 years, you have had to change this thing. All the pumps are the intake because of galamse operations. So it's affecting us throughout the country. We had to change pumps at Tema Booster Station, which was about 30 million euros. So you can imagine.
Having said that,
the situation one after the other, at least the ones that I heard.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, in Committee 25 is situated at the end of a distribution main. Okay, so before the water gets to that end, the pressure is low. So we try to throttle some of our valves to enable water flow into that area. And so we urge them to store the water. Well, you also realize that in the last few years, we've been very hard on our customers, especially in the collection of our bills. People are not paying for the water that they consume. And bear in mind, our water is not prepaid. It is postpaid. So if you consume the water and you don't pay, how do we expect the Ghana Water Company Limited to make money to enable us to procure chemicals, procure equipment and all that to enable us function effectively? So please, Ghana Water is the sole water producer in the country. And it almost lies on us to manage it effectively so that at least it can serve us for the test of time. You understand? So please, we urge everybody, pay your water bills and pay it promptly. The money that we collect, one, our price is not cost effective. So the little money that we collect, we invest back into the system to enable us function effectively. So if you don't pay your bills, it affects us. So now I move on to later.
Stay on the Dowenya for a minute. So just me understand, because they are the end of the chain, the water comes intermittently. So when they get this, you store. What about those who say they don't get at all? In the Committee 25, some of them say since February they don't get at all. Is there any reason for that?
Bernard, we have been on a serious and a serious disconnection exercise, a serious, massive this thing, disconnection and arrears mobilization. Okay, so most people are disconnected. Now, if you are not getting water, you are supposed to get water averagely 4 days in a week. So if you're not getting water at all, just pay a visit to the district office and report. And if you're going, go with your last bill and your last payment receipt. You can attend to immediately. We are not saying that the system is a perfect situation. It is not a perfect situation. But if you have a talent and report to us, we'll do whatever we can to ensure that you have water. We are trying to distribute the water effectively. So the feedback from our customers is also important to us. Now, all right. Feedback in terms of, I've not had water this week. I've not had water. It's maybe because you have throttled some valves to enable everybody to have access to water. But in the process of throttling the valves, it has affected flow into your area. So we'll go and reverse it. Because on every day, we seek to brainstorm on how best we can get water to everybody.
All right, let's deal with Lakeside. Let's deal with Lakeside.
Yes, Lakeside, I'm surprised that the lady said they haven't had water since January. I will plead with her to check from the district office. Maybe she's disconnected. And if she's going, she should go with her last payment receipt and then her last bill. You understand? And then
are you saying that if somebody at Lakeside Community 1 has not had water since February, it's possible that they have been disconnected? Because I've gotten a number of people who also texted from Lakeside confirming that they haven't had water. So it's not one person, it's a lot of people.
Okay, so let me also say this. The lady who called said that she has two pumps in her house. One is connected to our water main. Now, if you live in an area where everybody's connected to a water main, the distribution main, nobody will get the water. You understand? Because the pressure at which these pumps siphon the water from the pipeline, there's no way others will get. And she has done that. She's not getting it. It means it's possible that her neighbors have done the same. So we are our own enemy. You understand? We've said over and over again that let's allow the water to flow by itself. Everybody will get. But if you try to use clandestine and siphoning the water, it will affect your neighbors. So if she's listening to me, she should desist from that and encourage people, others within the community who are doing the same, to stop it. If you don't, then this is what will happen. There's water in Lakeside. That is why I'm surprised that she says that since January she's not had water. And she should also check whether she's not been disconnected.
So if you are in Lakeside and you don't have water, there are two possible reasons. Either you've been disconnected for non-payment of bills, or because people have connected to the mains, it is reducing pressure to your house. So then they should come and report people who have connected to the mains so that the water flows normally.
Exactly. You can even do citizens' arrest. If they have an area association, they should meet and listen and advise themselves that everybody should desist from the use of the inline pumps in siphoning the water from the main. If all everybody right. stops, the water will flow.
Let's deal with Tuba.
Let me give you an example. In recent times, our managing director himself, got somebody in East Legon arrested. The person had about 13 connections into a huge tank, and he was using pumps. The moment that person was disconnected, the whole area started having water because they were not getting water. The moment you arrested that person, and the meter reader who was there was fired because he should have known. You understand? So now with the training and discipline that we throw into our staff, there's no way that our staff will connive with somebody, will condone and connive with somebody to do such a thing. If the person tries it, the person is putting himself at risk.
Good.
Let's
go to Tuba. Tuba, did you get the call on Tuba?
Tuba, seriously, I must confess that I don't know exactly where Tuba is located. But
okay,
know,
so Tuba is at Weja. So if you get to the toll booth, you turn a left. Yes. So you know when they were doing the Kasua Road, there was a time we had to turn left after the toll booth to appear behind Kasua. So when you turn left after the toll booth on your way to Kasua, that's Tuba.
Yes, I've seen it. That area has the pipeline that says that area is not too big. I think it's about 8 inches or so. And if you look at the development in that area, including Kasua in the last 10 years, will you appreciate the fact that if they are not getting regular flow, then it is just because the water flow into that area is inadequate. Now, we have to do investment in that area by putting up new transmission lines. You don't have money like that, too. And people are not paying their bills. All we are saying is that, look, the 200 and 300 bills that you are charged with after consuming the water, let me repeat this, after consuming the water because our system is prospering, if you finish consuming and you add water to your packet on a monthly basis and you pay, the GWC will be able to serve you better than we are doing now. Now, as I speak, we are even doing extremely well. You understand? Except that in the peripheral locations within Accra, we are challenged.
All right. Sorry, Stanley. Hold on, sir. I want to help you so we make it easy. So the tuba, you are saying the pipe is not too big, so you can understand if they don't have enough water because the area has developed rapidly. So the development has outpaced the ability of the water to meet the needs. Is that the tuba problem? Good. Hold on.
But let me add this. Mr. Mensah also mentioned it, and I've been saying it every time. It is the haphazard nature of our development within our community. People just put up structures without recourse to the utility. And then when they are done, they just come to us that they want water. Some people will go and lay long lines even without
So Stan, so I get you. Because people come from different areas, I'm trying to move quickly through the area so we can get answers for them.
The gentleman who mentioned about Mensah, and he talked about the quality of the water in that.
Yes.
Area. That water is not from Ghana water. And he himself mentioned that it is community water. Community water uses boreholes. You understand? So with boreholes, we can't guarantee that. And I'm not in a position to speak on behalf of community water.
But that's a good point I wanted to ask. There are many communities that 10 years ago were rural, who were served by community water house. So, for example, if you go to old Ashoman, Ablaje, and those areas, they are all under community water. But those places are now urban areas. So even Mensaba, 10 years ago, it was a village. Now people live there. How do you how does this work? Because community water is for rural areas, Ghana water is for urban areas. So if an area now has all these houses, who determines when you take over? And who determines community water moves further inside?
Okay, so, you know, we are sister agencies and we all fall under the Ministry of Sanitation and Water Resources. And so we have our regular meetings where we discuss some of these issues. And then based on the parameters and the factors staring at us, we decide on what to do. Okay, whether to take over or whether to sell bulk water to them and all that. So all these things are on board and we are doing that. The ministry is directing us
the ones that should be on the community water, the ones that should move from community water to Ghana water and all that. So, you know, part of Mensa Bar is being supplied by us, and part is being supplied by community water. Okay, so it is part of the programs that we have in the Greater Accra region where very soon will be connected.
All right. Let me give you two more. A lady called from Adenta. She says, when you get to the Adenta police station, the barrier police station, when you turn right, you're the Dodowa Road, but just before Fidelity Bank. So this is really Adenta. It's almost like behind the Snit Flats. You haven't even gotten to Rowi. This is just before Action Chapel. She says they've not had water for, I don't know, since 2 months.
You know, after the completion of Bond Phase 2, okay, Adenta has not had a water problem. Adenta and other enclaves, Boba, Lakeside, and they've not had any water challenge. So if he has a water challenge in that area, then it is peculiar to his or her home. I'll urge her to visit the district office, and then his situation will be solved. Sometimes there are just minor problems, and then you just need to report to us, and then we'll have it solved. We have both teams in all our district offices, and they work 24/7. So the moment you inform us, we go down to ascertain what the challenge is and have it rectified. You understand? So consumers and customers must appreciate this. Okay? They must appreciate that, look, we are really working. We are there for the people. We are sacrificing our sleep and everything for the people. We are ready to work.
We are informing you. Let's do wager. A gentleman called from a place. He says, new wager, DVLA top. And he says, since 14 February, the water has stopped flowing and he still keeps getting bills, even though the water hasn't come since 14 February. Today is 24th April.
Instead of answering to that single person, I'll generalize it, okay? And I'll say that if anybody lives in an area where he has regular flow, okay, if he does not get water in a day or two, he should report to the district immediately. It is good feedback for us to enable us to work and work effectively. That area has no problem. So just report to us. We'll come and check, and then we'll rectify it. But if you wait for 2-3 months to report to the radio station, you are being unfair to yourself, and not to the Ghana water, to yourself, because you have deprived yourself of water.
Well, but some say they've reported. Let me read one message for you. Bernard, we haven't had water since January ending. At Jingano Builder Phase 1, we complain, sir, we tire with Ghana water stories. This man is a person I know personally. At Jingano Builder, he said, we complain, sir, we tire, sir. So, I don't know if you've heard of that one.
You know something? Let me talk to this gentleman, and then I'll see what the actual problem is. Because Ajingano, rushing water to Ajingano, I think they get water, I think, 3 days in a week. I think Thursday to 30 days or so. So, if, for instance, pressures are unable to build up enough, and that is why he's not had water, it could be it, or maybe there's
a... Well, this area is, I know this area, is behind Rawlings' house. So he said that area, since January, no water, and they've complained.
So, you know, let me talk to you, because I also have friends who live in that area. They have never complained of water. At least I have two friends who live around the Islamic University area. They have never called me to complain of water.
So I will connect you to him so he can sort it. The other group, of course, have received, have to the people who say that they get water bills, even though they've not had water. Quite a number of people have said that too. Is that an anomaly, or how is that possible? That people get bills when they don't have water?
This question, I'm really happy about this question, and a very good opportunity for me to explain to all. Now, we have a social contract with our customers, okay? We are expected to give you some services, okay? And the services that include serving you with water at the end of the month will issue you with your bill, and the expectation is that you will reciprocate by paying and paying promptly, okay? Now, in the event where you do not have water, that contract is not truncated at that point. Okay, that contract still exists. So whether you have water or not, the bill will come. Now, when the bill comes, you will see if you haven't had water in the billing cycle, within the billing cycle, which is a 30 day. Okay, your consumption will reach zero, but you will see your previous arrears, okay, on the bill. So your previous arrears plus your current bill, assuming that you've not had water in that month, plus your current bill of zero,
okay, we'll give you your amount due. You understand? Sometimes people do not get water in, let's say, 2 weeks, or and maybe it transcends within 2 billing cycles. And then they want to say that they haven't had water. Why are you bringing me bill? But the bill that is brought to you is water that you have consumed already, because our system, again, let me repeat, is a post-paid system. So you drink the water before we bring you the bill. You understand? If you do not have any arrears at all, your bill will come and indicate that that month your consumption was zero and your bill is 0 cedis. But that aspect of the social contract where we have to give you the bill will not be translated by Ghana Water. We will keep doing that. Because you don't cease to be our customer when water doesn't flow in your house in a month. You don't cease to be our customer. You are still our customer. And we are doing everything possible to enable you to get water as early as practicable. I hope I'm clear.
I'm following you. Your point is that beyond the water coming, there are other services that have to be paid for. So if people say they haven't had water, it's a misunderstanding of the social contract.
Exactly.
Should the bill not be much less than when they are getting water? So that, yes, you are paying for certain services, but if somebody's bill is beyond 100 cedis or whatever, what are the services they are paying for beyond water, and what level of bill should they get in that case?
Bernard, your bill is your consumption. Our meter measures your consumption, okay? And then it is calculated per the tariff given to us by PLC. Are you getting it? So it is not like we are billing somebody more or we are billing somebody less. It is your consumption. If you think your bill is too high for you, reduce or manage your consumption. And then it will come down.
All right.
There's no motivation for any staff of Ghana Water Company Limited to increase your consumption when it is not so.
Right.
Because that money won't go to his pocket.
I have a last question for you, then I have a commendation. The question is, how is the power situation affecting general water supply?
You know, we power our equipment with energy, with power. And we can't even use, let's say, plants or generators, because our equipment are very huge and they require a certain high level of voltage to power them. Now, they also need to be stable. The moment it fluctuates, it trips the pumps and they are unable to function. So we don't use generators. Okay, we use energy from the energy power from the energy grid. Okay, so in the event where there's no power, it affects us. And sometimes when we lose, let's say even a minute or two of power, it affects this thing production for about 4 to 6 hours. So if in a day we do not have power, like, let's say, 2 or 3 times, or let's say we lose, our power is, let's say, erratic or fluctuating like 2 or 3 times, sometimes we lose a whole day of production, and it affects the pressures in the lines as well. So if we say that we are not affected by power,
By the way, do you have a special connection to, say, do you have special transformers which you use alone? Or do you share transformers with regular citizens? I'm asking this because if, for example, the ECG is putting water off around a particular area, light off, would they be able to go around Ghana Water and say, as for the Ghana Water plant, it's a security installation, so we will give them power because that would then mean you have a different transformer. Are you able to tell us how that works?
Okay, so I don't know whether I should say it's a convention or it's a policy or that is how it's supposed to be, that all our treatment plants are supposed to have a dedicated line. Okay, that is how it's supposed to be throughout the country. But most times, or what we see now is that our dedicated lines have been tapped on, but all our treatment plants have their separate transformers, except that now we see others being tapped on our dedicated line. So they are no longer dedicated. Okay, but we all work together to ensure that we have regular supply of power. In the event where they have challenges with their power or with whatever, it affects us as well. But if everything is okay and it's flowing regularly,
they're able to produce and produce consistently.
Yes, a bonus. So, yes, thank you. Yes, a bonus question from Lord Osabute Koforidua Adjeso Snit. He says, I want you to ask Mr. Mate why we at Koforidua Adjeso Snit have not had water since January. Please, what is our crime?
he should forgive us, but he should also be regular with the payment of his bill. You understand? Because we need the money. We need the money. And if people consume the water and they don't pay for our services, it affects our operation. Okay? For instance, in Koforidua, not in Jesu alone, but in Koforidua, you start from the Bukono plant, and then there's another plant. I've forgotten the name of the place, but there are two places, two treatment plants that serve the community. One is an old one. Bukono is a brand new plant, but we have challenges with the transmission line. So occasionally, there's dirt on the transmission line, and we need to shut down and to repair and all that. But doing everything possible to ensure that there's regular flow within the community. You also bear with me and with us that at least water in Koforidua hasn't been bad at all. I mean, it's been very good.
All right.
But for him not to have water since January, I think he should visit the office and find out what is.
Let me read one for you. It's a good one. This is from George. He says, Bernard, some of our public utilities workers are doing really well. Shout out to one engineer, Akpanya of Ghana Water.
Yes, Akpanya, yes.
We applied for water connection somewhere in Ashie for over 2 years without success. Then a friend told me to give Engineer Akpanya a call. The man only requested that I forward my community application to him. And Bernard, within a month, the man brought pipes and connected us all the way from the roadside. He didn't even accept a handshake from us when we went to his office to thank him. Thumbs up to him, Engineer Akpanya. He is a good man. This is from George in Adenta. Do you know Engineer Akpanya?
Yes, I know him very well. He's a regional distribution engineer in Accra, and that is the discipline that we instilled in our staff. So I'm happy that somebody has commended him. Okay, same way when they misbehave, we fire them. But I'm happy that at least somebody is commending him for the good work that, that he's done. That is the way we work.
Let me give you another one because I know it's been a difficult morning. Bernard, here at Uyibi, water supply from Ghana Water Pond is regular and very clean. You can even drink it. The pressure is strong and we are able to use it without a pump on our single story. Now my borehole is just a stopgap. This is from a gentleman who lives near Uyibi.
Yeah, Bernard, I'm happy he said so. Bernard, I also drink water directly from the tap. It is the best water you can get. The water that flows through your tap is fresh. You are discussing UK and you can't drink water directly from UK, tap in the UK. I mean, if you mention Sweden, fine. If you mention Holland, but UK, you can't drink directly from the tap. You understand? Our water is comparable to water in Sweden and in Denmark and in UK. In Holland. You understand? I drink directly from the tap, and I say that all the time. The water that flows through your line is less than 24 hours, so it is fresh because we produce consistently. You understand? Every day we are producing, so it is fresh.
All right.
It is not stored before distribution. Once we are producing, we are distributing. You understand? So it is the best water you can get. That is why our packaged water, the G water, is also the best on the market. You understand? It is the best.
Please
drink water from the tap. Let me end you.
Will it be too much to ask for a timetable let me explain it. Like, you know, you have people who have water 3 days a week and that kind of thing.
Like a wrestling program.
Uh-huh. Is it because,
yes,
you know...
a wrestling program is at a district level and everybody is aware when they get water. Except that when they are telling you to do the system, let's say you're supposed to have water on a Wednesday and then something happens, like a burst, or let's say there's something is wrong and so you don't get the water on a Wednesday. You get a Thursday, or you don't get from Wednesday to Friday when you're supposed to get on Wednesday to Friday. We can't alter the rationing program because it is not an easy job.
No, my point is that is the rationing program available for people to know? So if somebody lives in...
Everybody within the system is aware. And occasionally we publish it. Occasionally we use public address system to inform the people in the area, especially when there's a change.
Sani, just hold on. I want to understand something. Is the rationing program per district? So, for example, Tema district has a rationing program, or is it based on localities?
Yes, it's within, it's at a district level. Okay. Now what we have done now is we do what we call DMAs, district limited area. Okay, so with the DMAs, you're able to tell the volumes of water that comes within your district at a certain time or within.
So where would they find the information?
That is what I'm saying, that everybody is aware of, because it's not now. We started rationing long ago.
So I'm the only person who doesn't know that there's a district. So as is it on some WhatsApp platform? Is it on your website? Or if I live at Kwabinya, where will I get the information?
We have WhatsApp platforms. We have Telegram platforms for our customers within the community. If there's a customer who is not on those ones, he should do that. And then Bernard, let me also mention this. Our customer app. Everybody should download the DWCL customer app, because every information is there. That is Ghana Water Company in your pocket or on your phone. Download the Ghana Water customer app. Every information, announcements, your bill, and everything is there. You can pay your bill through the app in the comfort of your bedroom. You understand? We are doing a lot of things to make things easier for our customers. They should take advantage of that. If anybody is listening to me, go onto your Google Play Store or your App Store and download the Ghana Water customer app. There's a lot of good words about our app, and let us use it and use it effectively, Bernard.
Always good talking to you, Stanley Mate, who is the head of communication, Ghana Water Company, 922. Wow, Caleb.
Bernard.
Commendations to him for listening before we even called him.
Yeah.
So he already knew the issues. He made the work easy. He's been doing this for a long time. We appreciate him. Although some people are still not happy, Charlie, it's a very funny message I got from somebody who said he lives at Tuba and his water has not been flowing, so he has about 4 gallons in his car. He said he has been fetching water at 2 a.m. so now he's breathing.
He carried it to one for left, one for right.
Because of the water.
No, but Bernard, it's
water bole.
It's sad. You know, water is really heavy, you know. Mm-hmm. And yeah. it's sad. It's sad that people sometimes have to live with that. But I think
Martin, that people are doing well. It's not easy. It's not easy.
Because look at
resource constraints should be addressed.
It's not easy. And do you think we should separate the revenue collection, the water distribution company, like the way ECG, or to be problem, like water generation company, the GRICO, and then the transmission, and then the collection?
Well, I think they Ghana Water are in the best place to know what works. Mm. I mean, the example from the UK, as everybody is mentioning, that you can drink water from the tap. It never used to be like that at some point when Thames Water was a government institution. It was government institution up to 1989 thereabouts, where it was privatized, floated in the stock exchange, and then the Germans actually bought it first.
Oh, I see.
And then over time, it's become very drinkable. It actually never used to be like that.
Mm.
But even with that, it has a lot of debt.
Mm-hmm. DEBT.
Yes. A lot of so the water thing is not as simple as that, and I'm not sure that go and bring some private company to come and collect the billing so that somebody will be the one to go and do the ajumajan, then you can take the money and come and charge us commission on collecting billing. That's not the thing.
All right, let's wrap up with a few messages. Caleb, just wrap up.
Loads of them. Richard is right. Here in the UK, we drink tap water. It is fresh and really cool. It's the same fresh tap water flowing through dispensers in the offices and public spaces. Wonderful. My foreign colleagues here expressed shock when I first told them I needed to go and buy bottled water to drink. I asked why. They told me here in the UK, we all drink tap water and it's very well treated, so I should not bother. But then, Bernard, some decades ago in Ghana, we all drank tap water immediately after playing football. We bent our palms some way and drink as it flowed. Can we say the same today? It's all about leadership, Kwame from UK.
The water as produced in the UK is the same water as produced in Ghana. The difference is the mode of distribution.
Evacuation.
Yes, the mode of distribution and the quality of the channels.
Mm. Because some of the pipes are
No, the source, yeah, they process it the same way it's processed everywhere.
It's extracting rock. You also said they are contaminated.
The water is a lot more contaminated, so it takes more resources to make it clean. Yes. But after cleaning it, you need to transport it through channels. Mm-hmm. And these are the pipelines. Some of them were laid in 1930.
But the only concern I have though is that when you ask him a question, sometimes you say, oh, the people have to pay their bill and things. And you know, I feel like
sometimes. And he also has needs. And he has CDFM. You know, so
we called him to deal with his big problems, which he did though.
But he told you he was listening before, so he had a chance for Ghana. No,
but you see, it's not fair in the sense that if somebody pays his bills and doesn't have water, maybe somebody else is not paying. It's like electricity. If I don't pay, I won't get. So, but water is a bit different. So I don't know.
You know, they piloted the idea of a prepaid meter.
And people said no. Yeah, that's right.
For water, we rejected it. Yeah, outright, because we said water was.
This is the poor argument. Because there is people who don't pay.
You know, but honestly, I mean, it's a concern. There are people who just don't pay, and the illegal connections are a problem. But I think an issue that has to be emphasized is the question of how we are polluting the channels.
Seriously.
I'm reading a paper that says that about 60% of water bodies in Ghana are polluted, with most of them in critical condition.
60%?
Oh, yeah. 60%. 60% of the water bodies that we have.
It's taking us how many years to do the 60%? In the next 5 years, we'll reach 90%. In the next 5 years,
we are getting there.
And Bernard, when it comes to the revenue mobilization, I think the Ghana Water must check its people too. Because I've heard a landlady complain about some of their people come to say that they should pay a specific amount. So like it's half what she's supposed to pay. And that if they don't pay that, they would rather double what is actually recorded on the bill. Yeah, so they should check some of their people too.
We'll take a shortish break. When we come back, we'll do a couple of interviews and then we'll wrap up with the messages that you've sent to us. So we're going to talk to PHR Global, and then also some great deals happening at the Achimota Mall. City Breakfast Show, stay with us.
The City Breakfast Show. Rise above the noise.
Join the conversation on the City Breakfast Show on Facebook at facebook.com/city97.3, Twitter at twitter.com/city973, and Instagram at instagram.com/city973 with the hashtag CityCBS.
So it's 9:33. Our friends from Professional HR Certifications are in the studio. They are coming to talk about professional certifications, HR certification. So let's talk about the 39th cohort, which is starting in June, and why you must be a part of this cohort, what opportunities there are for you. I have in studio Pell P. Tehoda. She's the executive director for HR Certification Center, and my own friend Kwabna Nyamiche Dapa, marketing manager. You're welcome.
Thank you very
and
much.
And Daleta. Executive Director. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Caleb.
So, HR Certification Center, I know you run the International HR Certification in Ghana. This includes the SPHRI, PHRI, and the APHRI.
Yeah.
Wow. And you are an international HR charter.
Yeah.
With recognition in over 100 countries.
Yeah.
What is the certification, HR Certification Center, first of all, for anyone who's not heard about you yet? What do you do?
Okay, so basically the HR Certification Center is into human resource and people development.
Okay.
We look at creating leaders and not just giving people technical skills, but also giving them leadership skills so that they are valuable. And when we come to people, we know that HR practitioners are the gatekeepers in companies. So our key... our target market are HR practitioners.
Okay.
But beyond that, everybody takes care of people. Mm-hmm. So if you take care of people, certainly you want to be with us. So that's what we do in a nutshell.
I like the sound of that. Now, it's a season where a lot of people who are considering further education are reading, researching, and thinking whether they should take an MPhil, MA, MSc, or things like that, and whether or not they should study here or do abroad weekend, evening or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And then there is an option of professional certifications as well.
Yeah.
So if you were talking to someone in that kind of mix now, why would you ask such a person to opt for professional certifications?
Okay. So as you said, there are a bouquet of options that people have nowadays. And for professional certifications, you know, aside giving you the professional recognition, and for international certifications like that of ours, it gives you global mobility. Aside that, it also gives you technical competence to manage contemporary issues.
Okay.
Now, let me narrow down to HR certifications. You would agree with me, Caleb, that people run the business and not strategy. And when you get the people bit of the business wrong,
everything is going wrong.
Yes. I mean, in the short run, you might see some progress, but in the long run, no. You don't see that kind of progress. And looking at the kind of generation that are coming into the workplace, they want to be led differently. And professional certification really gives you that technical and leadership skills, right? That to help you to manage some of these issues. And I'm very keen on the leadership and technical skills. People don't want to be managed nowadays. Now, people want to be treated as human beings, like humans being and not humans doing.
Okay.
So people want to be led. They don't want to be managed. And our certification gives you that kind of leverage. I mean, people who have studied with us, our studying candidates, when they go through the system, they always tell us that our certifications or our training really is industry specific, is detailed, and is contemporary as compared to other trainings that they have.
So what kind of organizations or individuals have been certified through your center? Give me some... Okay. Ideas.
All right, so we've had a lot of companies from various industries be with us. From the telcos, we've had people from Vodafone, now Telcel, Telcel, and we've had people from MTN. From the banks, we've had people from HFC, now Republic Bank, Barclays, now Absa, Cal Bank, and a host of others. And if you go to the mining sector, we have had people from Goldfields, Newmont, and I must say that any reputable company in Ghana has had someone from their team study with us.
That's interesting. Now, Opel, tell me about the different HR certifications you have and the requirements.
Right, Caleb. So for us as a center, we are the approved providers for the certifying body, that is the Human Resource Certification Institute, headquartered in Virginia, USA. As approved providers, we are currently running three different certifications. And so we have the Associate Professional in Human Resources, which is the APHRI.
Right.
We have the Professional in Human Resources, which is the PHRI. And then we have the Senior Professional in Human Resources.
SPHRI.
Okay. So now I'll take the three certifications. If you are thinking of enrolling for the Associate Professional, that is at the entry level, foundational to the human resource function. And so you don't need a first degree, or let me say you don't need a degree, you don't need work experience. Okay. So somebody currently studying in the university who wants to have an upper hand of having a certification before graduation can enroll for the program. Somebody is maybe HND, and wants to practice HR, you can go through the associate professional in human resources. Now, for the professional, that is a bit tactical, at the tactical or the operational level. And so you need a first degree. Okay. First degree, not necessarily in HR, to go through. And then if you're considering the senior professional, you need a first degree plus people management experience.
Okay.
And let me take time to explain the people management experience. You are not necessarily in the HR department or you are not the HR manager.
But you are a head of department.
Yes, head of department, a supervisor, head of unit.
People report to you.
People report to you. Okay. You have an oversight responsibility of people's work. That is what we call the people management experience. So Phil, all of these things will qualify you to go through.
I'm listening to you and I'm interested in taking a course with you, and I'm wondering what's the structure of the course. Can you tell me?
Right, Kele, for you to go through the program, you only need 6 months.
Okay.
6 months of tuition, and we take you through 6 modules.
Okay.
6 modules in 6 months. Let me take time to mention some of the modules. We will take you through leadership and strategy, and you will be wondering what leadership and strategy is doing in HR. Like Kwabena mentioned, people want to be led, not managed. And as an HR practitioner in today's workplace, you need leadership skills to manage people or to lead people to deliver on the product promise to the customer.
Okay.
And so that is the first module. You would go through employee development and engagement. You would go through talent acquisition and management. You would also go through total rewards, which we call compensation and benefits. You would also go through employee relations, health and risk management. And finally, we will take you through the labor laws of Ghana. Now, that is for people who are practicing in Ghana. If you're practicing elsewhere, you need the employment knowledge of that country. Now, why is it important for somebody to go through the labor laws? Now, the HR function or the HR profession is a heavily legally regulated profession. And so you need to have knowledge of the labor laws
at your fingertips.
Exactly, to go through or to be able to do
that. I like it. I like the details you're giving me. So what's the duration and when is the next session taking off? We want to be part of this real quick. But what's the duration? Are we doing evening? Is it weekend? What's the time? Give me an idea.
Right. So like I mentioned, 6 months, and then you take lectures on weekends. You know, we consider our working, you know, studying student. And so we give you an option to either do Saturday, which is in person, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. At the National Banking College, or you do online, which is virtual, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Right.
Now, the beautiful thing about us is that you have an option to alternate. So if you cannot make a Saturday, maybe you have weddings you and all it. Of that. Just
so
jump
it's not
on
very rigid. Straight.
Yeah, so like it's very flexible. So like either it. Saturday or Sunday.
When is the next session taking off?
The next session is starting 8th June.
8th June.
8th June. And for that, registration is currently ongoing. Once the class is full, we don't take any more admissions.
Wow. Yeah, so. How do I enroll?
So to enroll, it's easy. You just have to call WhatsApp this number, 0244-122-855.
Very simple.
Yeah, so 0244-122-855. And there are a few things that I want to mention before we wrap
very
up.
Very quickly.
Right, so reasons why people should choose us. We have very flexible learning options like Pearl mentioned, and we have flexible payment options. So you can pay in monthly installments.
Okay.
We also have a very strong alumni base. We have been doing certification for the past 10 years, and we have been in operation for 14 years. So we've trained over 4,500 practitioners, in which you can learn from them and knowledge sharing and professional networking. And then let me add this. We have workshops, additional workshops that augment what you'll be learning. Let me quickly mention some of the workshops. We have social security and salary administration, HR analytics and metrics, understanding business, finance, and ethics and integrity. So that's what we have.
Thank you. The number again is 0244-122-855. Very easy for you to remember. They have a website, phrglobal.com. That's where you can get more information. PLP Tehoda and Kwabena Nyamiche Dapa, Executive Director, HR Certification Center, Marketing Manager, same place. Lady, gentlemen, thank you so much for passing
thank
through
you for
the
having
studio.
Us and good morning to your listeners.
Excellent.
Again, yeah.
no go follow to the end. She no go follow to the end.
So if you're dreaming of the perfect sofa to upgrade this year, your dream sofa is a reality at Latex Foam. We are introducing our sensational V-Sofa range, where comfort meets style at prices that will make your heart skip a beat. Hop into any Latex Foam showroom nationwide. It's a world of colors and choices. Your sleek L-shaped sofa is waiting for you. It's L-shaped V-Sofa, just 3,100. We have the complete V-Sofa set for an unbeatable 6,500. You have the opportunity to elevate your living space with Latex Foam, your forever partner in comfort and luxury. Carry your perfect sofa with you. Latex Foam is your partner for life. Now let me tell you about the Ghana month. We are celebrating everything Ghanaian by showing up in our outfits made from genuine, authentic GTP fabrics. Introducing the latest GTP new style collection with unique designs inspired by our culture and embedded with symbols that unite us as Ghanaians. So go ahead and grab the new Ghana month collection from GTP, available at all accredited GTP dealers nationwide. The GTP retail store in Osu or online at shop.gtpfashion.com. Let your outfit say, I am Ghanaian, I wear GTP, me free Ghana. Check the authenticity of any GTP fabric you purchase by matching the code on the edge of the fabric with the code on the label. GTP Lifestyle. Listen, you need to secure your ownership in Cowbank today. Increase your shareholding in Cowbank PLC if you're a Cowbank shareholder by taking up your rights in our renounceable rights issue at 0.29 Ghana Cedi per share. And to do so, you need to visit the website rightsissues.cowbank.net, update your profile and make payment to take advantage of your rights before the offer ends on April 26, 2024. You may also visit any Cowbank branch to invest. For non-shareholders who wish to become part of who wish to become part owners of Cowbank, just visit your broker and start the process of becoming a shareholder of Cowbank. Take advantage of this rights issue to increase your shareholding today. Cowbank, forward together. Now I'm looking at this name in front of me and I'm wondering if it's really the man. But yes, the man is in the studio. Nana Yao Ampim Daku Entry. Chamai. Tell my long time.
Well, what happened?
It's good to see you.
Yes, it's good to see
you.
No,
it's been a long time.
Sure.
And you're in the studio with one of your friends. Who's he?
My name is Prince. Okay. From LC Wakiki.
Okay, LC Wakiki.
Yeah.
So what brings you both into our studio this morning? Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
And good morning to your
it's
listeners.
It's good to see you again. It's been a long time.
It's my pleasure, bro. Yeah. So we are Ashfoam.
Right.
And we are at a one-stop shop company that provides home soft furnishing for Ghanaians. I don't want to speak plenty English. I mean, this morning it was a bit of chi here and there. I don't want to speak plenty English. But what do we do at Ashfoam? Mm-hmm. For which reason we are here?
Mm-hmm.
We are providing solution to your home soft furnishing needs, from mattresses, and trust me, the best quality mattresses that you can get,
mm-hmm.
With different, you know, aesthetics, with different, you know, sizes, with different touch and feel with your mattresses that you want. Hard, soft, elastic, whichever form that you're looking for, we got it.
Whether it's orthopedic, whether it's
just the best sleeping needs for you.
Wow.
You admit that you have different sleeping needs in this studio, all of us. So we have them done for you. But beyond that, like I said, we operate in a one-stop shop. And so right from your bedroom, your living room, even your balconies, we have a wide range of products that is to solve your need, your need, whether you want comfort sitting, the best furniture is at Ashfoam.
I must admit that anytime I walk into your showroom, I'm at a loss because you have so many wonderful things and I wonder what to take away with. So in terms of variety, you've got it. Sure. But what's your retail offering? What are some of the items you're retailing this time around, Prince?
We have four sections. We have the men's section, the ladies' section, then the kids' section, that is both boys and girls currently. And we have high quality products with affordable prices.
Okay, so where can we locate the mall? which you are representing, right?
Yeah, also Akiki can be located adjacent to ShopRite. We are in the same building with ShopRite. Just, let's say, two shops behind ShopRite. It's right there, so you can come in anytime. We open from 9 and we close at 9.
Mm. Nana, you know we love promotions and discount sales.
Yeah, sure.
So,
sure.
Do you have anything up your sleeves? Tell me something.
Yeah, we do. Currently, we have 20% to 60% on items with the red tags.
Okay.
So our edge customers, anytime they walk in, they should look out for the items with the red label, red tags on.
Once there's a red label on it,
it spells it out clearly.
There's a discount.
Some of the items are 20%. Some to 25%, 40%, depending on the item. So our edge customers to come.
I saw this funny video where there was a promotion sale like this. They said, well, previously it was 5,999 and we have reduced it, but when you check the amount, it's still the same thing, 5,999. I hope it's not that time about. There's an actual discount.
It's an actual discount.
Sales promotion going on.
So actual discount going
on. Can we make orders for our parties and other occasions? Is there anything like that?
Yeah. No, it's a walk-in shop, so we advise customers to come in, fill the item for themselves, and make purchases for themselves.
So these days, many institutions are online. You can do purchases online and things like that. Do you have offerings like that?
Yeah, it's in the pipeline currently. Okay. But for now, it's just working.
So your social media handles?
Your social media, we currently have it on Instagram.
Okay.
For now, that is LC Wakiki Ghana. Okay. So everybody should go check it out.
Tell me more about your social handles.
Well, yes, we are there. But let me say something. You see, Ashfom, we are Ashfom for the reason that we are providing the best quality product for our customers.
Mm-hmm.
At an affordable pricing, affordable pricing. You see, day in and out, you see, our customers are becoming sophisticated.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, you know, a guy calls me and said, I have an empty 3-bedroom apartment. Mm-hmm. What can you do for me?
Right.
Just spending about, you know, a little over 40,000. Mm-hmm. I had a complete solution for them, right from providing the sofas, right from curtains, from towels, because you're using for Airbnb.
Yeah.
You know, so we are giving value for whatever you want to put in your rooms. So very affordable. But when it comes to even promotions, we have a lot of promotions in the way, you know, on the way coming. From 29th, we have going to, you know, reduce our price, some of our products to about between 10%, 15%, 20%, depending on what they say, they call it, what terms and conditions apply.
T's and C's. So from the 29th?
Yes, from 29th. You walk into Ashfom, not only Ashfom shops in the mall, the Achimota Mall, which is our shop number 11 at the Achimota Mall.
Right.
But we are going to cut across. And Ashfom, you know, gives you that kind of ease. Because when you enter Ashfom, our whole concept is for you to have convenience of buying.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to go to another place to pick this or pick that or pick that. All you need to do is that, say it and you get it. When it comes to
one-stop shop.
Yes. I'll start it this way,
mm-hmm.
online. And I would want to appeal to our listening customers that in this day and age, and you know what's going on with online purchases. Yes, we have our online very active. We are selling online very active. And I believe a lot of people will attest to it, the swiftness, the ease and all that. But then again, we also want to, you know, throw caution because there are a lot of, you know, fraudsters around who are using some handles. Sometimes they write Ashfom as ASSS, just, you know, to confuse you. And we are saying that they should be very careful and guided by, you know, whatever they do. But apart from that, we are very active. You can just go to Ashfom, whether the website www.ashfomghana or all the social media handles hashtag Ashfom Ghana.
Fantastic. So just to emphasize that LC Wakiki is a clothing shop.
It's a clothing shop, yeah.
Okay. And you are in the Achimota Mall. You have all things from kids to adults?
Yes, please. We do.
Okay. All right. So let me take your final words, LC Wakiki, before we let go of you.
Yeah, what I would like to say to your cherished customers is LC Wakiki offers a high quality with an affordable price. So I urge all customers to walk in, get anything for their family from the men from the men to the women and to the kids at home. Let the kids have fun by purchasing our product so that they will be very happy.
Okay, right. Thank you. What's the all best right. way to shop for the kids? Yes, do you take them there or you go and shop and bring it to them? Because the kids, once they see that, they want everything.
They want everything,
they want you to carry everything for
everything.
Them. So what's the trick?
Yes, for us, I just want to emphasize that Ashfoam produces and, you know, gives you value for whatever you want to mm-hmm. in your room. We have hotlines that you can call us on. Now, you know, we operate a free delivery system mm-hmm. where you can just do your online shopping. You stay in the comfort of your home. We bring them to you.
Wow.
Again, we are promoting made in Ghana product. Everything that we do at Ashfoam is purely made in Ghana by Ghanaians. Okay. And it's something that we pride ourselves. Now, before I go away, yes. Everyone needs quality and quality assurance.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, we can say proudly, and it is there, that Ashfoam is the only foam manufacturing company that has ISO certification.
Right.
And ISO is an international standard organization certification, 9001, 2015, mm-hmm. very current. It tells a lot. Good management system, good quality product that we use, raw materials we use to produce. So you buy back and you get what you want equitably. Now, one thing I also want to tell is that when people walk into our showrooms, mm-hmm. and our showrooms are every mall in Ghana, you can find Ashfoam there. And then the yellow shops, you can find Ashfoam there.
Okay.
When you walk into our shops, talk to the salespeople.
Okay.
They are there to listen to you and provide you with what your needs are. You know, sometimes, you know, you look at me, I'm big, right? And maybe I'll need a certain kind of mattress to sleep on, a certain chair to sit.
Right.
Talk to the person.
Right. Let them know what your needs
yes.
are.
Yes. I always say that the value that you get is not the money that you are putting in. It's the satisfaction you're going to gain
like
by buying. And nice it's one. Very important you talk to them and get
Nana
what
you want. Yao Ampem Dako Entry.
Thank you.
You're a big man. And Prince from LC Wakiki. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us in the studio and thank you for all you do.
So lastly, before I check out, yes. I would like to also put our contact
please
out there.
Please do.
All right. So to contact us, please, the number is 0303-958012. Mm-hmm. 0303-958012. And if you want us to contact through our WhatsApp line, it's also 0598551894. 0598551894.
Okay. Thank you so much, Prince, and Nana Yao Ampem Dako Entry. It was good having you in the studio.
Thank you.
Good. We'll catch up again.
All right.
Please. Good. I'm waiting for you.
Tell them I'll see them soon. Thank you so much. So those were our friends from Ashfoam and LC Wakiki.
Yeah, yeah.
3 minutes to the top of the hour, and Ghana Grows is calling all young Ghanaians seeking stable, fulfilling employment to look no further than our program, which is brought to you by MasterCard Foundation in collaboration with Springboard Roadshow and Limehouse. Ghana Grows is igniting hope and guiding you towards your career opportunities in agriculture, agribusiness, technical and vocational skills. So whether you're 15 or 35, male or female, this program equips you with skills to thrive. You need to gain access to career guidance, counseling and essential skills training. Join us and contribute to Ghana's growth through careers in agriculture and ATVET, Ejima Okrominia. Embrace Agric and ATVET careers with Ghana Grows, an initiative of MasterCard Foundation in partnership with Springboard Roadshow Foundation and Limehouse. For more information, please call us on 0308255775. top of the hour. Thank you for joining us. And my neighbor joins me in the studio. She wanted me to talk about the fact that we have water challenges in our neighborhood. But sir, what do you have light as you are coming to work?
Yes, I did.
There is light.
Yes, light. But the water, but
the water. The water is still a challenge.
For about a month.
Wow.
But you know,
the tank has brought me water, so this
month. Oh, okay. So you'll be okay. Okay, then I'll come for water from the end then.